It's time for the Brenham Cove Football KDHI broadcast of the Brenham Coves versus Gilmore Buckeyes. It's made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show was sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Bliskey Waterwell Service, Red Ford Tavern and Table, J&L Garage Door Service, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telgear Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Congenera Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, DVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, Savato's Wood Floors, La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, Sandro R. Repair, and WC Tractor and Blaine College. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Javi and Tommy, after these words from our sponsors.
Livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football, and Citizen State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together, because your hometown is our hometown too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizen State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2025 season.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. During the hot summer months, it's not just us feeling the heat. Air conditioning units put an additional load on your home's electrical service. If you've noticed lights flickering or dimming, that could be a sign of an electrical problem. And panels that are 25 to 30 years old may need to be revitalized or replaced. We can inspect your breaker panels to ensure everything is working properly this summer. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Well, fall's here, and you know what that means. Cooler weather, football games, and unfortunately, garage doors acting up at the worst time. Look, if your clicker's gone bad, the springs are broken, or your door just won't shut straight, call our friends at J&L Garage Door Service. Yeah, they're local, insured, and even do same-day repairs within a 60-mile radius. Plus, free estimates. Don't get stuck outside this season. Call J&L Garage Door Service at 203-600-8. That's 203-6008.
All righty, it's Javi Jr. here, as always, joined by Tommy Lange. Getting ready for some Friday Night Lights here on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Coming to you live all the way from Longview, Texas, here at the beautiful Lobo Stadium, where the Brenham Cubs are set to face off against the Gilmer Buckeyes. It's going to be a fantastic matchup here today, Tommy. This is actually the one team that was able to get the best of Brenham last year in the regular season play before the playoffs. So, I mean, it's definitely a game that I can guarantee you this Brenham Cub team and the fans, everybody in Brenham, has had circled on the calendar since that loss last year.
No doubt about it. In fact, 2 years ago, Gilmer was the 4A state champion and had a very, very solid football team last year. A great game. That was just not one of our regular scheduled games that we played our best football. But that's all right. It was a learning experience. 2 weeks later, we go into district and go 5-0 in district.
Yeah, two powerhouses here, historic Brenham Cub football team and historically a Gilmer Buckeye team that has a great program all around by all accounts here near Longview, where it's, you know, we were just talking to one of the members of the facility here. I mean, first thing I have to talk about is this facility is beautiful. What a stadium, what a stage for a Friday Night Lights Texas football showdown here for some high school football. We have the beautiful stadium. It's almost carved into a hill and just beautiful, beautiful. And we want to thank the Longview Lobos for hosting us here. It's been super a lot of hospitality from the folks over here. And as we get set to get started, we're going to go a little bit more in depth as to what this matchup means and how these teams match up against each other just after a short word from our sponsors.
For a final non-district matchup before district play begins 2 weeks from tonight. Making a rare appearance here in East Texas is the Brenham Cubs.
So we'll be right back to go a little bit more in depth on the matchup just after a short word from our sponsors.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Right now, try one of Wingstop's ultimate meal deals, sauced and tossed in up to four bold flavors, starting at just $17.99. That's a flavor-packed deal made to share. Or not. We don't judge. Whether you're all about lemon pepper, original hot, or that sweet heat mango habanero, this one's for the flavor lovers. Wingstop. Bring the flavor. Terms apply. See wingstop.com for details.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's Winter Mini-Mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
School is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to help your child move forward in their learning journey. If they're struggling with math, reading, or test prep, WC Learning Center is here to help. Their expert tutors provide personalized support to boost their confidence and grades. Don't let them fall behind. Give them the skills to succeed. Call WC Learning Center today at 979-251-0161 and set them up for a brighter future, because success starts with the right support. WC Learning Center, located at 1306 South Day Street in Brenham.
Zendera Arbor Care is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs football team and coaches this season. Just like the Cubs bring strength and strategy to the field, Sendero brings expert tree care to your home or business. From trimming to full tree health care services, they're your all-star team for residential and commercial properties. Call 979-836-4517 today. The playbook built on quality, integrity, and community, Sendero Arbor Care keeps your trees and your property standing strong all season long.
And back to Lobo Stadium here in Longview, Texas for the pregame show with KWHI Sports. I'm Javi Jr., as always, joined by Tommy Lange here on AM 1280, FM 101.7. And Tommy, we got ourselves a matchup today. Bit of a revenge game here for the Brenham Cubs against the Gilmer Buckeyes, which is supposed to be a neutral site, but it's more of a home and home with us being in Longview, just about half an hour away from Gilmer. But a matchup that is going to really show us what this Brenham Cub team is all about. Yes, the Gilmer Buckeyes are coming into this game 1-3 on the season. But we saw last week that the record does not always indicate how good of a football team you are. That was a Killeen Kangaroos team yesterday that, by all means, Brenham almost fell into a trap game. It took a last-minute touchdown to get the win there. And the biggest key of this game is to correct the mistakes that were made in that Killeen Kangaroos game. The biggest thing and key to this game, I think, is going to be the turnover battle.
No doubt about it. And again, Brenham Cubs did not play their best game last week at all. But again, don't take anything away from Killeen Kangaroos. 0-3 didn't mean anything because all of their losses were to all top-notch 6A schools. And if I remember correctly, no loss was more than 7 points. So they're a very good football team. And the Cubs did what they needed to do. They came back and won the football.
Yeah, it seems like every year there's just one team that's better than what their record indicates. And look at the statistics for this Gilmer team and kind of doing some research leading into the week. This is a team that is very, very good. A physical team in this Gilmer team. They are a big physical team, 4A. They're one of the best 4A programs historically. And so they're going to have to take a look at that, especially because of how well they run the ball. They're right now averaging over 200 yards per game on the ground. Now, that's balanced off by only 146 through the air. When you and I both know, Tommy, when you can pound the rock, it really, really can wear at a team. But this is a Brenham Cub team that is balanced in all facets of the game. And on defense, you know, Coach Young's always preaches a physical brand of football. So if they can come out, play physically, correct some of those mistakes, limit the turnovers, and limit the penalties, should be a fantastic matchup for them.
I'm sure what's going to happen is what Gilmer's going to try to do is they're going to plan on running the football, and they're going to finally get to a point if they can't run the football, then they can, you know, go through the air. And it is known they can pass the football.
Yeah, definitely seems like the scouting report is try to get it done through the air, 100%. Let's see how this Brenham Cub defense can limit that and get that going. But I wanted to share something with you. I talked about the size of this team. And how about number 72 on the offensive line, returning starter for the Gilmer Buckeyes, 6'6", 350 pounds. A big, big, massive earth mover over there. So that's going to be, I promise you, that's going to be on the scouting report for the Brenham Cubs, because he is actually their only returning starter on the offense. And that could point to some of their struggles that they've had to start the season. Only one returning starter on offense and three on defense. So it's going to be something that they're going to have to adjust for. But like we mentioned, this Brenham Cub team is a team that can be physical, and I guarantee you that's what Coach Young's has been preaching all week long.
Well, we're going to find out here in about 15 minutes. We're going to get it on, and we're going to see exactly what's going to happen in this football game.
That is correct. Coming up on 15 minutes to kickoff. Kickoff scheduled at 7 o'clock here in Longview. And as soon as we come back from a word from our sponsors, we're going to take a deeper look into this matchup and how the Brenham Cubs and a few keys to the game as to how the Cubs can remain undefeated and leave with a victory here in Longview. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla.
the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Redboard Tavern and Table is your destination for great food in Grimes County. Repeatedly voted best steak and recognized as one of the area's top restaurants. Redboard offers a brand new menu, weekend dinner specials, and a beautifully restored setting in the historic Navasota Railroad District. Whether you're gathering with family and friends or clients, Redboard is the place to be. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Redboard Tavern and Table, proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs. And a special shout out to Toby Lewis and the Cub Band Class of 2025.
Welcome back to the KWHI pregame show for Saturday Night Lights here on AM 1280, FM 101.7. And today we have a matchup between the Gilmer Buckeyes and the Brenham Cubs, all the way in live view in Longview, Texas. And a huge matchup here today. And Tommy, it's going to be there's a few keys to the game, so as we get into the keys to victory for the Brenham Cubs, I think the biggest thing that we can learn from last week going into this week that is an absolute must for this team, especially on offense, you have to establish the run early with C.J. Glover. I know we saw him go out of the game last week, and hopefully he's all right. I've heard that he should be back for this game. We'll see when the game starts how if he's 100% or not. But establishing the run any way that you can, because we saw the Killeen Kangaroos force this team to pass, and that's where they got unbalanced a little bit, had to pass the ball a lot and run in unconventional ways, if you would, and that's where the struggles really came. Of course, 5 total turnovers for this Brenham Cub team in last week's matchup. So you got to avoid those turnovers. 3 of them coming on interceptions, 2 of them on fumbles. And that's going to be the biggest key to the game, is establishing the run and winning the turnover battle. And then going back 2 weeks, how can you limit the penalties, not defeating yourself?
Most definitely. That's what I was going to bring up again. The last 2 weeks, this Cub football team has just had too many penalties. We need to focus more and be a more disciplined football team. And if you discipline yourself,
at this time,
you'll eliminate
our band
penalties,
will begin
you'll
playing
eliminate
our school songs.
Understood. So as they get started here with the school songs, that was the keys to the game. Again, like many times when it comes to these games, turnovers, penalties, and for the Brenham Cubs in particular, establishing the run. But I got to throw something else in there, Tommy. Stopping this Gilmer Buckeyes running attack. Like we mentioned before the break, they have big physical offensive line, big physical defensive line as well, and they run for over 200 yards a game. So that's the first thing you have to stop on the defensive end. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here, and when we come back after a word from our sponsors, we're going to take a look at the Brenham Cubs starting lineup.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
This football season, Texas Farm Credit is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers.
Hello, this is Kevin Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Milliken.
Hello, y'all. This is Jennifer Turner.
Hi, this is Audrey Jankowski.
Hey, it's Brittany Klein.
And I'm Abby Frank. We are your Brenham lending team, ready to help with flexible financing for agriculture, home loans, or any place in the country. Plus, we offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock, serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Fayette, Lavaca, and Waller counties. Your team is our team. Give us a call or visit us today at Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
La Morello's Meat Market in Brenham at 1501 South Market Street is open for all of your needs. If you can think of it, odds are they have it. Come in for fresh produce, fresh meats, paper goods, and grocery items. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday, and on weekends, freshly made menudo, barbacoa, carnitas, and carne asada. La Morello's Meat Market opens 7 days a week at 1501 South Market Street. Shop fresh today. Vamos Cubs!
And a cool silence comes over Lobo Stadium as they prepare to welcome out the teams. The Buckeyes in their orange and white, while the Brenham Cubs are in their all whites with the green helmets and green accents. A beautiful looking uniform out there for them, Tommy, in that classic look. And before we get a look at the starting lineups for the Brenham Cubs, you have any final thoughts on the pregame here, Tommy?
I tell you what, I'm all excited. I'm just still overwhelmed by this facility. And the class of all the personnel here at this fabulous stadium, everyone has just been so accommodating, so polite, so nice, treating us. Just top notch. I'm just overwhelmed.
I couldn't agree more. Tremendous hospitality and a beautiful, beautiful state-of-the-art stadium here at Lobo Stadium in Longview. And I couldn't ask for a better stage for Friday Night Lights in a heated matchup. So as the Brenham Cubs finish up their pregame prayers, which you always love to see, getting closer and closer to this kickoff at 7 o'clock. It's now 6:53, 7 minutes away from 7. We're going to take a look at the Brenham Cubs starting lineup. Starting off in the trenches, as always, in the left tackle position on offense is going to be number 72, Aaron Carlisle. At left guard is number 71, Caleb Landry. At center, wearing number 60, is Anthony Papo-Nahara. At right guard, wearing number 52, is Andre Mojica. At right tackle, wearing number 68, is Dawson Moran. At tight end slash H-back will be number 7, Hagan Frank. At quarterback, we've seen some split reps between Zyron Upshaw and Hudson Hardstack, but last game it was mostly Zyron Upshaw, so we should see that trend continue. Hopefully C.J. Glover will be starting in the backfield at the running back position, wearing number 3. And over in the wide receivers out wide, it's going to be number 4, Chris Guidry, opposite of number 17, Nate Rao. And in the slot will be number 8, Cartel Brown. Moving over to defense, started off in the trenches at the defensive end positions is number 16, Jace Miller, and number 11, Doyle Brown. And in the trenches, in the interior defensive line is number 29, Mason Siever, joined by number 70, Joe Rodriguez. On the corners are number 5, Ledrick Walker Jr. and Traylon Kelly, wearing number 5 and 6. And the middle linebacker in the heart of the defense is Caleb Espinoza, flanked by number 13, Brooks Rosnowski. And on the other side in the linebacker position is number 22, Christian Prosper. Then at free safety is number 21, Quincy Adams, and number 12, Ethan Oschenbeck would be at strong safety. And with the, those are the starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs, and now we're going to get ready for the singing of the national anthem to get this game underway.
And now, Pabaka Band, under direction of Mr. Eric Gray and Mr. Brandon Garman, with our national anthem.
No better way to start a sporting event, especially an American football game, than the singing of the beautiful national anthem. And the national anthem is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham, as always. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, and this year they are partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put in the effort. Go Cubs! And the starting lineup was brought to you by Collier Construction. Collier Construction is proud to bring you the starting lineup. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. And as the captains come out to do the coin toss, it's going to be, of course, as always, Mason Siebert, Liedrick Walker Jr., Caleb Espinoza, and Andre Mojica for the coin toss. And we'll be right back with the kickoff after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
And as the stadium grows in anticipation, it's now 6:59, 60 seconds away from the kickoff of the Brenham Cubs versus Gilmer. The Brenham Cubs, it did win the toss and deferred to the second half, so they'll be kicking off to Gilmer. Back to receive for Gilmer.
I'll get that. Amari Garrett and Tavion
Orr. There we go. Here's the kickoff out deep by Sinega. It'll be out to the left and Kick return there, and not much past the 10 as Jarius Booker comes up and lays the wood on the returner, keeping them right there about the 13-yard line, and that's where the Gilmer Buckeyes will have to start their first drive, far from ideal field position for this Buckeye offense. Tremendous tackle there by Jarius Booker. We talked about the physicality needed to start this game off, and he showed it there. And he will stay on the field. I believe he'll be playing middle linebacker with Caleb Espinoza, unfortunately out with an injury for this ballgame. The Cubs come out in a four-man front. A little bit of communication out there to see who's going to cover which receiver. Three sets to the left. Three wide receivers to the left for Gilmer, and they're going to run a wide receiver screen and makes one man miss, makes another miss as he turns upfield. That's going to be number 17, Solomon Jackson, for the Gilmer Buckeyes, who on the first play of the game gets Gilmer a first down.
Made by Quincy Adams for the Cubs.
So the ball will come out to the 25-yard line. And Gilmer already has their first down. And the shotgun comes out. Gilmer, empty backfield. And five wide receivers, three to the right, two to the left. Here comes the pressure from the Cubs, but again, he's going to find Solomon Armstrong. And Solomon Armstrong's going to not get a first down this time, but pretty close to it. A gain of seven.
Jarius Booker with that initial hit there for the Cubs.
So that ball will now come out to the 32-yard line. Second and seven coming up for the Gilmer Buckeyes. And Jarius Booker already with a couple tackles. Back to a four-man front for this Cub defense. And here we'll see the first run from Gilmer Buckeyes. And it looks like they'll be stopped for a minimal gain on the play. A gain of maybe one, bringing up a third and short.
Tell you what, Christian Prosper, Joe Rodriguez, making those initial hits for the Cubs.
So third and two from their own 33 for the Gilmer Buckeyes. Now let's see the physicality of this Brenham Cub defense as they come out in a six-man front with six defensive linemen out there. And they get great pressure. Woo. And looks like they're going to get a stop here on third and short. Wonderful tackling there again by Jarius Booker.
Booker and Brown combined on the stop.
And it looks like Doyle Brown got in on the tackle as well. So that'll bring up a fourth and three. And smartly, Gilmer will go ahead and punt this ball away and get their defense out there.
That initial hit, though, was Jarius Booker for the Cubs.
I'll tell you what, he's taken advantage of this opportunity, getting the start in place of the injured Caleb Espinoza at middle linebacker there, Jarius Booker.
Cartel Brown deep for the Cubs.
And the punt is out, and it's going to be angled towards the sideline, and looks like they're definitely trying to keep that punt away from Cartel Brown, who is a shifty wide receiver and a great returner on special teams. Now out comes the Brenham Cub offense, and it looks like they will be playing, seeing the ball at the Brenham Cub 41-yard line. So the Cubs will start off their first offensive possession with tremendous field position. Out comes the offense, and out comes Zyron Upshot, quarterback, and C.J. Glover at running back. Glad to see him back in the lineup.
Good to see Dawson Moran back out there.
Two wide receivers set with two tight ends. C.J. Glover will get the handoff, trying to find some room left. Cuts back in the middle, and he fights his way for some extra yardage. Looks like he'll have a gain of six on the first offensive play for the Brenham Cubs. A hard-fought 6 yards there for C.J. Glover, and that'll bring up second and four on the Brenham Cubs 47-yard line.
On the stop, Amari Garrett and Aiden Thomas for the Buckeyes.
And now back in the shotgun is Zyron Upshot with a two wide receiver set, two tight ends. And here's the handoff to C.J. Glover off the left side. And takes initial contact behind the line of scrimmage, but continues to fight forward to get himself a couple extra yards. And fighting forward, getting a push from his offensive line, getting over the first down marker. First down for the Brenham Cubs on second and four. They get exactly four, and that will move the change. It moves the chains, getting over into the Gilmer Buckeyes territory at the 49-yard line.
Corey Trey Lee and Amari Garrett on the stop for the Buckeyes.
So just over into Gilmer Buckeye territory. The Brenham Cubs will look to methodically move the ball down the field. And Tommy, looks like they were listening to us about establishing the run early.
Well, it's good to see Glover back out
there. So here's the snap to Zyron Upshaw. He's going to take it himself up the middle. And a minimal gain here, and they're going to say no gain on the play. Gets it back to the line of scrimmage and brings up a second and ten.
Corey Trey Lee on that initial hit there for the Buckeyes.
So now, they're going to say he did grab a yard on the play. So second down and nine for the Cubs over at the 48 of the Gilmer Buckeyes. And back in shotgun formation, this time with the three wide receivers set for Zyron Upshaw in the offense. He's going to send Cartel in motion behind him to his left. And the handoff will be to C.J. Glover, trying to bounce it off to the left with no space down the middle. And that's going to be a strong tackle from the Gilmer Buckeyes. And that will remain third and long for the Brenham Cubs.
Jeff Bales and Corey Trey Lee again in on that stop for the Buckeyes.
I'll tell you about number five, Jet Bates, on this Gilmer defense, making plenty of tackles.
Excuse me, I didn't look at that right. Jet Bates, big hit.
Now third and nine for C.J. Glover. He'll come out lined up and shotgun. Four wide receivers set this time, two to each side of the formation. Now here's the shotgun snap, and he's going to get some pressure, trying to avoid it, rolling to his right. He's going to get away from it, finds Cartel Brown, and Cartel Brown will angle his way out of bounds. The question is, did he do enough for the first down? Looks like it will be a couple yards short. So fourth and three coming up for the Brenham Cubs, with being that they're already on the Gilmer side of the field. What good would a punt do you there? I think they're going to go ahead and leave the offense out there and try to go for this.
Amari Garrett running Cartel Brown out of bounds.
Well, here, Tommy, the analytics say go for it when you get past the 50. And that's exactly what Coach Youngs is going to do. A tight formation here. Three wide receivers and a tight end / H-back Hagen Franken. And they're going to try to pound this inside for 3 yards and a first down. But first, we're going to get a timeout, I believe. And it's going to be a timeout for the Brenham Cubs. And as they take a timeout, we're going to take one ourselves, and we'll be right back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
And back to Lobo Stadium, fourth and three for the Brenham Cub offense. They're going to send Cartel Brown in motion, and he's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage on a jet sweep. So that's going to be a turnover on downs for the Brenham Cub offense. So both teams get a first down each on their first offensive possessions. But now a turnover on downs for the Brenham Cubs will give the ball to the Gilmer Buckeyes on their own 48-yard line.
Corey Trey Lee and Jet Bates on that big hit there on
Cartel Brown. And get some motion here in the shotgun for Gilmer. And Doyle Brown's coming with the pressure.
Oh!
And Doyle Brown almost gets himself an interception off of the tipped pass from Jace Miller. They almost combined for a defensive line tip drill for an interception. And what a play that would have been. And you can see Doyle Brown throwing his hands up in the air because that came right off of his fingertips. But nonetheless, a tremendous play on first down there from the Brenham Cubs. And that will bring up second down and 10.
Tell you what, that was all Doyle Brown.
Shotgun and three wide receivers set. And the Buckeyes are going to go ahead and hand off up the middle. And no gain, nothing to be gained there with a great stop from this Cubs defense. No gain on the play. Third and 10, third and long for the Buckeyes on their own 48-yard line.
Big initial hit there by Brooks Rosnowski for the Cubs.
Along with a whole host of Brenham Cubs as they are not playing around about this Gilmer Buckeye running attack. And I think the Buckeyes knew that they were going to try to stop this attack because they've came out throwing the ball initially, which was a bit of a surprise if you read the scouting report. Here comes a shotgun pass, and they're going to find Armstrong again on a wide receiver screen. And he's going to fight his way close to a first down, but I believe he'll be a couple yards short, and that'll bring up a fourth and two from the Brenham Cub 44-yard line.
Ethan Oschenbeck on that stop for the Cubs.
Solomon Jackson has definitely been the number one target for this Gilmer Buckeyes offense so far. He gets another short pass there, turns it into, gets another few yards, and now it's going to be a fourth down and three on the 45 of the Brenham Cubs. Here comes the pressure, and outside wide open is a Gilmer wide receiver who gets himself a first down. That's going to be number six, Tavion Horn.
Finally run out of bounds by Quincy Adams for the Cubs. I tell you what, it was just a little flat pattern. Run out to the right sidelines, and he hit him on the run, and big first down there for the Buckeyes.
So that now puts the ball first and 10 inside of the 35 of the Brenham Cubs. That would be at the 34-yard line. There's a shotgun snap of the three wide receivers set. They're going to fake the handoff and find Armstrong again. This time he's going to drag a defender all the way down to the 10-yard line on a quick slant. He's able to get all the way to the 11 of the Brenham Cubs, and they are now knocking at the door of this Brenham Cub defense.
I tell you what, that was Rylan Lewis on the stop. He was one step behind the receiver, and the quarterback hit him on the dead run.
Now, this quarterback's done a great job of, you know, looking, throwing into pressure here. And now he's going to go ahead and try to fake a toss, but he's going to be blown up by Doyle Brown. What a tackle there. Doyle Brown making his presence known here early and often in this ball game. Almost had himself an interception and now gets himself a sack. He came screaming off that edge and was not fooled by the fake toss and gets to the quarterback very, very effectively there. That's number two, Zade Taylor, the quarterback for the Gilmer Buckeyes. Buckeyes will come out in shotgun formation with two wide receivers to each side, four wide receivers set, and instant pressure again. This time it's Chase Miller who gets himself a Brenham Cub sack.
I tell you what, big strong rush there by Chase Miller coming from the left side. Oh, my gosh, and the quarterback's down on the field.
Yeah, after two sacks in a row by this Cub defense, they are now going to have the Buckeyes backed up far at third and 14. I believe it should be a little bit more than third and 14. Looks more like a third and 19, looks like. I'm sure they'll get that figured out. And as Tommy just mentioned, Zade Taylor, the quarterback for the Buckeyes, is down on the field. So hopefully he's all right. But as they take an injury timeout on the field, we'll take one up here. And we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
So after the injury to Zade Taylor, Carter Johnson comes out, takes a shotgun snap, and guess what? Who's
Chase
that again?
Miller.
Chase Miller with another sack, consecutive sacks on consecutive plays. What a day.
I tell you what, another strong rush there by Chase Miller. Another big loss there for the Buckeyes.
That's now going to make it fourth down and 27 for the Buckeyes at the Brenham Cub 28-yard line. Looks like they're going to go for it here. No field goal unit in sight. Here comes Carter Johnson in the shotgun, looking downfield, looking for a receiver. He's going to fire into the end zone. And Leedrick Walker Jr. with blanket coverage on number 12, Trace Haynes of the Buckeyes. Gotta love that coverage from Leedrick Walker Jr. Stops it, and another turnover on downs. And what has been a back-and-forth ball game after the Brenham Cubs go turnover on downs. They force a turnover on downs to the Gilmer Buckeyes, and they'll now take over on their own 28-yard line.
Just excellent coverage there by Leedrick Walker with him step for step.
So on that drive, how about the Brenham Cubs getting three sacks there, Tommy?
I tell you what, just outstanding defense by the two keys on that defensive unit there, Jace Miller and Doyle Brown.
And with that, we're going to get our first flag of the play. Let's see who's it on and what it is.
Part of the flag, timeout.
Oh, it looks like
it
was going to be on the Brenham Cubs for a delay of game, but Coach Youngs takes his second timeout of the half with 3:12 to go here in the first in a tie ball game, and the Brenham Cubs will take a quick timeout, and so will we. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sponsors.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and browse through their selection of New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Visit them online at wctractor.com.
All right, and after the Brenham Cubs forced the turnover on downs after getting three sacks and four plays, they'll now start with a first and 10 on their own 28-yard line, trying to put together a drive of their own in the shotgun. Here is Zyron Upshon. He will give the handoff to C.J. Glover, bounces it on the outside, finds a crease, heading up the sideline all the way down to the 40-yard line. He'll be escorted out of bounds by the Gilmer Buckeyes, but not before a huge gain for the Brenham Cubs, a run of 30.
Tell you what, great job there by Glover. He saw the hole close, breaks it to the outside, and finally run out of bounds by Amari Garrett.
And here the ball comes up to the 41-yard line after the explosive run from C.J. Glover, and you imagine they'll give it to him again. That's exactly what he'll do. He'll go up the middle and fight forward for about 5 yards. Second and five coming up from the Gilmer 36-yard line.
Brought down by Aiden Thomas for the Buckeyes.
And Tommy, I love what they're doing here so far in this first half. They're just pounding the rock with C.J. Glover, their star sophomore running back.
It's good to see C.J. back in the lineup.
I couldn't agree more. So here they come back in shotgun, two tight ends, two wide receivers. They're going to send C.J. Glover out as a third wide receiver, and Zyron Upshon will take the snap, takes it up the middle, and breaks one tackle to get himself a first down for the Brenham Cubs inside of the Gilmer 30. They're going to put that ball about the 29, 28-yard line of the Buckeyes. Looks like it'll be the 28.
Zaylen Johnson with that initial hit on Zyron Upshon.
And Tommy, they're pounding the rock so much, I don't think we've seen a pass yet.
Yeah, we have. One.
Oh, the one to Cartel Brown on the slant. That's correct. And here comes C.J. Glover up the middle, fighting his way for yet another Brenham Cub first down inside of the Gilmer 20 to the 28-yard line.
Tell you what, 10. Go ahead.
He needed 10, and he got 10. And they only got him by about a shoestring, I think you were going to say, right?
Shoestring tackle there by Zaylen Johnson.
So here comes on the counter action, C.J. Glover again trying to find the pylon. He's going to get in for the Brenham Cubs. Touchdown! 6-0 here early in the first quarter. Late in the first quarter, a minute 40 left. And C.J. Glover finds himself a crease on the left side and gets all the way into the end zone. Untouched for the Brenham Cubs. And Tommy, that's going to be a big milestone in the ball game because now we get to give out a rack of ribs for Nathan's Barbecue. And who's going to be our winner today?
Sid Raisky.
Congratulations. You've just won yourself a free rack of ribs as part of the first touchdown for the Brenham Cubs. Here comes the PAT. It is good, and that is a 7-0 lead for the Brenham Cubs over the Gilmer Buckeyes with just under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. That first touchdown is brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue is proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And with that, as we wait for the ensuing kickoff, looks like Gilmer will get their players out there. It'll be a number 4 and a number 6 for them. That's Amari Garrett wearing 4, and number 6 is Tavion Horn. The Cubs line up for the kickoff. Sanega looking to put it deep. He's going to line up. Winds up, here's the kick, and that will be a good, nice high kick down to the 10-yard line, and a fair catch called by the Gilmer Cup returner, Tavion Horn, and that'll bring the ball out to the 25-yard line.
Probably a smart move there because great coverage there by that Cub kicking unit.
Well, can you really blame him after the hit he took by Jarius Booker on that first return? And with that, we'll get another look at this Brenham Cub defense. Last drive for this Gilmer offense resulted in a turnover on downs. The Brenham Cubs will look to build on that. They'll come out in a four down lineman set. And here comes back. They bring back their quarterback who was able to get back into the game. That is Zay Taylor. And he's going to be stopped for a short gain of 3 on the quarterback keeper to the left.
On that tackle there for the Cubs, Brooks Rosnowski and Jarius Booker also in on that tackle.
Multiple Cubs led by Rosnowski. So now that's going to bring up a 2nd down and 7 from their own 28-yard line. Zay Taylor's going to take it again, but not going to get past Doyle Brown and company this time. Doyle Brown on the initial tackle, joined by Joe Rodriguez from the interior defensive line to get that loss of 3 on the run on the quarterback keeper. That'll now make it 3rd down and 10, 3rd and long coming up for the Gilmer Buckeyes.
Another big strong rush there by Doyle Brown, and Joe Rodriguez taking on his man and getting in there to get on that tackle also.
So now the Brenham Cubs come out again in a 4-man front. A shotgun for Zay Taylor. He's going to run into his own offensive lineman and then look downfield. Had a receiver wide open, missed him down the middle, threw it behind his receiver, and the Brenham Cubs are going to get a 3-and-out from this Gilmer Buckeye offense. This is a Brenham Cub team that started off this game, Tommy, that did allow a couple catches, short stuff, but nothing of any consequence. And now they've really locked in and locked it down. Turnover on downs, and now a 3-and-out and can take a drive.
What, Chase Tom Parker was wide open, and he just did not get the ball to him.
I could not agree more. He just missed him there. So back deep to return is Cartel Brown on the punt. Here comes the punt, and that one will bounce at the 42-yard line and go out about the 43, 44-yard line of the Brenham Cubs, and they will happily take that great field position to get their offense back out there.
We'll take the 44. I like the spot there by the official.
That's a smart official down there. So now we're going to go ahead and get a 44, a drive from the 44 of their own 44 for the Brenham Cubs. 1st and 10 coming up. And the Cubs, only one throw so far here today, Tommy, and that's because they haven't had to throw it because their running game's been so effective, just pounding the rock with Zyron Upshaw and C.J. Glover. And this is really what this Brenham Cub team wants to do. They want to be physical. They want to run the ball. And how about this for physical? They're going to run a tight formation here. The receivers on the end of the offensive line with two tight ends. And here comes C.J. Glover up the middle. But that will be read beautifully from the Gilmer offense, defensive line. And in on the tackle is
77.
Is 77, but he's not on the sheet, Tommy.
I'm looking at all these other sheets that we have. We've got sheets all over the place, but he's not on the program.
So nice tackle there by 77. Read that well. Got it past his blocker. And we're going to get a timeout here from the Gilmer Buckeyes. And we'll be... And we're going to be right back after a word from our sports friends. Gives about 60 seconds as we turn over the quarter and switch sides on the field.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Transform your home with Chivato's Wood Floors in Brenham. Their brand new showroom at 114 East Alamo Street showcases stunning designs and jaw-dropping specials. With over 15 years of expertise, Chivato's delivers dream floors with unmatched quality and care. See your future floors today at 114 East Alamo Street in Brenham or explore on Facebook and Instagram. Chivato's Wood Floors, where quality shines. Call for a free quote today at 979-337-2185. Your perfect floor awaits. Go Cubs!
And right now, as we come back to Lobo Stadium on second down and 13, the Brenham Cubs are going to hand off again to C.J. Glover on that left side. And no gain there, a gain of one on the play as C.J. Glover.
Mysterious 77.
Yeah, he gets in on it again there, Tommy. And I think they're starting to dial in on what this Brenham Cub offense wants to do. And it looks like now with a five wide receiver set, the Brenham Cubs are going to go ahead and try to throw for one. Zyron Upshaw in shotgun and looking down to the right side to who else but Chris Guidry. But excellent coverage from the Gilmer Buckeyes. And that ball is batted down by number 12 of the Buckeyes. That's going to be Trace Haynes with the excellent coverage. And a lot of what we saw last week, Tommy, on number 4, Chris Guidry, the hero last week. But he was forced to be the hero at the end there because he was double and triple covered all day last week. And no different there, bracket coverage with the corner all over him and safety help over the top.
Just picking up exactly where they left off last week. And he just constantly gets no less than double coverage.
And here comes Zelenka with the punt, and he's going to boot one high punt. Oh, it's going to look inside the 20-yard line, and fielding it is Gilmer dangerously in front of a Brenham Cub cover man there. And it looks like that was
17.
Number 14, Zaylin Johnson.
Yeah. 17 was over there also.
Oh, for the Cubs, I apologize.
For the Cubs.
Yeah, I meant the returner was Zaylin Johnson.
Yes. Nate Rao on that stop there.
How about that? The wide receiver getting in on some special teams action. Hey, when you're a sophomore, you got to do it any way they ask, right, Tommy?
I'll tell you what, he wants. Nate Rao wants to be on the football field.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
And now inside their own 20-yard line is where the Gilmer Buckeyes will start at the 19. First and 10 coming up in shotgun formation. They're going to send a wide receiver in motion and hand it up the middle with nothing to be gained there. And who's there yet again? Jarius Booker in on the tackle.
I'll tell you what, Booker there just shooting through that gap there and making a big stop on the running back.
I'll tell you what, Jarius, we were a little concerned with Caleb Espinoza, the leader of this defense, being out for this game, but Jarius Booker has definitely not disappointed so far, right, Tommy?
I tell you what, he is a player.
And now that'll bring up second down and 10 in their own 19 with a five wide receiver set and shotgun for the Buckeyes. And Zay Taylor's rolling to his right, has Armstrong open down the field, and that will be a long completion all the way to midfield for the Gilmer Buckeyes. Tackle made there, looked like Quincy Adams and Rylan Lewis.
Tell you what, that was, but I do want to insert this. That young man beat three guys.
Yeah, no, he was wide open. That was an underthrown ball by Zay Taylor there. Could have very well been a touchdown if he led him with it, but We'll take that at the 50-yard line. Here come the Gilmer Buckeyes in shotgun. Three wide receiver set. Back to passes, Zay Taylor. And he's looking down that right side, looking to target Leader Walker Jr. But looks like Walker had enough coverage there. Uses that sideline as a second defender and forces the receiver out of bound. Incompletion there. Zay Taylor was looking for Trace Haynes there, but threw it a little bit too far outside. But he had to because Leader Walker Jr. was all over that route.
Tell you what, he actually had one step on.
Hey, I'm trying to give Walker a little benefit of the doubt here, Tom.
No, I tell you what, I think they have a receiver just like we do.
Yeah. Oh, that was not Armstrong. That was the number 12, Trace Haynes, on that one. Here's Armstrong on a wide receiver screen, but the Cubs are all over it. Quincy Adams comes down from his safety position to make the initial contact and then cleaned up by number 6, Traylon Kelly. Great gang tackling there from this Brenham Cub offense. Now that'll bring up a 3rd and long. 3rd and 10 from the 50.
Hey, what great job there by Traylon Kelly and Quincy Adams coming up to make that stop.
Just teammates helping teammates there, Tommy. So here's a shotgun for Zay Taylor. He's going to be looking down the field. A double move trying from Armstrong. And Armstrong goes on the comeback route. A beautiful route run there. Coverage by Leedrick Walker Jr. And then finally making the tackle is Rylan Lewis. And I'll tell you what, Tommy. That receiver there is a tremendous route runner there in Solomon Jackson.
Tell you what, Solomon Jackson runs a great pattern, and finally, a good job there by Rylan Lewis coming up to make the stop.
So he goes up, and he fakes a double move, pretends like he's going on a go route, and then after the double move, breaks it back down for a comeback route, and gets the first down for the Buckeyes, and now the ball inside of the Cubs 40 to the 37-yard line. They're going to go ahead and hand off up the middle. Nothing to be gained there. And the tackle made at the line of scrimmage by the Brenham Cubs. 2nd down and 10 coming up.
Christian Prosper, Dahl Brown, and Owen Robinson all in on that stop there for the Cubs.
And just more of what we're used to from this Brenham Cub defense, just helping their teammates out and everybody getting in on the tackle. That'll now bring up 2nd and 10 from the Cubs' 37-yard line for the Gilmer Buckeyes. A shotgun from Zay Taylor, and he's going to look to his right, has his receiver. That's going to be number 18, Gage Trosbach, on the short comeback route. And that'll be 1 yard short of a first down, 3rd down and 1 coming up from inside the Cubs 30 at the 28-yard line.
Finally, with the stop there is Leedrick Walker.
3rd and 1.
3rd and 1. This Cubs defense has been tremendous at stopping the run so far. And Coach Youngs is fired up on the sideline over there, Tommy.
Tell you what, big defensive play here.
Yeah, and they're going to send the pressure, and they're going to get there with tackling the running back on the inside handoff for no gain. 4th down forced by the Brenham Cub offense.
Jarius Booker and Justin Silva in on that stop there for the Cubs.
I tell you, they've been trying to get Tavion Horn involved in this offense, but every time the Cubs are right there to stop them.
Okay, big 4th down play here for that Cub defense.
Yeah, inside of that 30, the Gilmer Buckeyes are going to go ahead and go for it, but first, they're going to go ahead and get a timeout in, and we're going to take a timeout ourselves, and we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs, 2831 U.S. 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
And after a quick timeout for the Gilmer Buckeyes, a big fourth down coming up for the Brenham Cub defense. The Gilmer Buckeyes are knocking on the door of the red zone inside the Cubs 30 at the 28-yard line. The 27 is the yard game, fourth and one.
Fourth and one out of the timeout.
And they're going to go ahead and come up. It looks like a QB sneak is what's coming up, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Zay Taylor trying to be pushed forward, and he's going to sneak out and get all the way into the end zone. So on a QB sneak, the Brenham Cubs are unable to make the tackle at the line of scrimmage, and Zay Taylor is able to squeeze out of there and get himself a touchdown all the way from the 28-yard line. The Brenham Cubs allow a quarterback touchdown on a QB sneak, Tommy.
Unbelievable. Just a little let down there by that Cub.
And you can
Cub
just
defensive end and front and those defensive backs.
And I'll tell you what, Tommy, I do not need my binoculars to see that Coach Youngs is fired up on the sideline. Incredibly disappointed with that play on with the missed tackles. And that's going to, after the point after try is good. That's now a tied ball game here in Longview. Buckeye 7, Cubs 7. And we'll be right back for the ensuing kickoff after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
And right back to Lobo Stadium after a quarterback sneak 27-yard touchdown for the Gilmer Buckeyes, and now they'll be kicking off back deep to return. Is going to be Cartel Brown down deep down the middle. To his left is Quincy Adams, and to his right is Leedrick Walker Jr. And it's going to be a little bit of a pooch kick here as they'll target it straight to Quincy Adams, who drops it but able to recover. And then we'll get this one right past the 30-yard line. And pushing the pile is the Brenham Cubs special teams. They continue to push it all the way past the 35. Looks like that will be out to the 37 and some decent field position for the Brenham Cubs. Looks like the Gilmer Buckeye has got themselves a good scouting report on this Brenham Cubs special teams as they have constantly been avoiding Cartel Brown on all returns, Tommy.
I tell you what, Chasen Parker on that initial hit there with a whole host of Gilmer and Brenham Cubs.
But I'll tell you what, the Cubs got the better of that bunch of Gilmer Buckeyes because they were pushing that pile.
It's amazing how they let it go. They do. The officials let it go.
You got to. If they're pushing it, you got to let them push it. Here's the 38. The Brenham Cubs on first and 10 from the 38. They'll come out with a three wide receiver set, send Glover in motion, and he'll get it on the swing route. And he's going to stiff arm a defender into the ground and get all the way out to the 45. What a play there by C.J. Glover for a gain of 7 on the play.
Tell you what, just a great job there by C.J. Glover. Finally brought down by Amari Garrett for the Buckeyes.
He took a swing route right at the scrimmage, at the line of scrimmage, and stiff arms Garrett into the ground. And thankfully, Garrett was able to grab a hold of some shoelaces there, because if not, C.J. Glover could have busted that off for a bigger one.
He initially tried to tackle him high, and you don't do that on C.J. Glover.
There comes the Cubs in a three wide receiver set. Look down the middle to Chris Guidry, and he's going to make an athletic catch on the post route. What a route. What a catch for Chris Guidry as he'll get the ball out near the 35-yard line of the Buckeyes into Buckeye territory. But an injury timeout as looks like Chris Guidry got hurt on the play. So as they take an injury timeout just to make sure he's okay, a huge weapon for this Brenham Cub offense. Down injured on the field. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Christopher Pinckney finally on the stop.
So with Chris Guidry injured on the field, we'll be right back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
So with Chris Guidry making his way off the field under his own power, here's Tyron Upshaw in the shotgun looking to the left, looking for the sophomore receiver, Nate Rao. Did he come down with it? No, that's going to be an incomplete pass. A deep route there from Nate Rao, but excellent coverage from number three, Drake Smith of the Gilmer Buckeyes.
Tell you what, Drake Smith was with Nate Rao step for step, breaking up that play.
Nate Rao almost came down with it, but Smith did a good job of getting his body in between Rao and the ball. Rao did get a hand on it, just couldn't corral it with the excellent coverage from the defender. So now that'll bring up second down and 10 from the Gilmer 37-yard line. Shotgun formation for Zyron Upshaw. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. And here is a wide receiver screen to Cartel Brown, who looked to make one man miss. But he'll be escorted out of bounds by number 14, Zaylin Johnson. But a gain of three on the play for the Brenham Cubs.
Just a little dump pass out there in that right flat to Cartel Brown. Excuse me.
So now with a third and seven coming out inside of the 35 of the Buckeyes. Good news here. Chris Guidry back out on the field. Three wide receivers set in the shotgun formation for Zyron Upshaw and his Brenham Cub offense. Let's see what they have dialed up for a third and medium at third and seven. Here's a shotgun snap to Upshaw. He's going to fake the handoff. Look down the middle to Zyron Upshaw. And a very, very rare drop there from Chris Guidry.
I tell you what, he had his man beat. The ball was just right on his fingertips. And Chris Guidry, very, 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 very unusual that he didn't come down with that.
So with the ball on the 34-yard line of the Buckeyes, we're going to see a punt from Zelenka here.
Wow. Ball on the 34-yard line?
It's kind of one of those 50-50 territories where, you know, the analytics say either you go for it or you kick a field goal, but I guess they're going to go with a punt as they don't.
I think with Coach.
And they're going to give a short punt, trying to keep it in the one, and that will go into the end zone. The ball will now come out to the 20-yard line. So all in all, that's going to end up being about only a 20-yard punt there, Tommy.
Exactly. I think Zelenka was trying to get that right corner of the near the pylon there, but ended up going into the end zone.
Well, it was worth the attempt. Now the Buckeyes will be out there on the 20 to get their offense going. A three wide receiver set and shotgun is Zay Taylor. Four-man front for the Cubs defense, and a handoff up the middle to Horn, and he's going to make a man miss, and he's off to the races. Rylan Lewis looking to get the angle, but he'll be caught from behind by Ledrick Walker Jr., but a long run there for the Gilmer Buckeyes as they get their first explosive play of the game. That will go down all the way inside the Cubs 40 to the 35-yard line, and we're looking at a gain of 45 on that run.
It was a missed tackle by Quincy Adams. Not to correct you, but that was Traylon Kelly on the stop for the Cubs.
And now they're going to go back to their go-to receiver. That pass is going to be to Solomon Jackson up the middle, and that will be enough for a first down, a 10-yard gain on the quick slant.
Rylan Lewis finally on the stop there for the Cubs.
So now the ball will be at the 25 of the Brenham Cubs as the Gilmer Buckeyes are knocking on the door of the doorstep of the red zone again. First and 10, Zay Taylor's going to look to the right, looking to the end zone, and a drop pass in the end zone. The receiver definitely had a step on his man. That was number 12, Trace Haynes. who had a step on Liedrich Walker Jr., but it goes right through his hands. Zay Taylor put it in the breadbasket, and just a missed opportunity from the Gilmer Buckeyes. And I'll tell you what, Liedrich Walker Jr. is probably wiping his brow after that one and breathing a sigh of relief, because he was open in the end zone.
Had Liedrich Walker beat by two steps, and it hit him in a bad spot.
So here comes a shotgun from with three wide receivers set, and they're going to look to arms to Solomon Jackson again, and this pass too high on the quick out route, and that's now going to make it third down and 10.
Liedrich Walker there on the coverage.
So like they've been doing all game long, the Brenham Cubs playing bend but don't break defense here on the doorstep of their own red zone. The Gilmer Buckeyes are facing another third down and long.
I tell you what, Gilmer has found something in that secondary that they're going up in the air with the football.
So here comes four wide receivers set for Zay Taylor. Pressure's coming, and he had to get rid of the ball too quick. Didn't have enough time for the screen to develop to the running back Horn. And you can credit Jace Miller for wasting no time. Knew the screen was coming, and he said, I got to get to this quarterback quick. And he applies the pressure and causes the missed screen there for the Buckeyes.
I tell you what, Tavion, man, I'm telling you, this is fun today.
Tavion Horn,
you know, he was wide open and had blockers out in front of him. He just couldn't get the ball to him.
And now with fourth down and long, the Buckeyes are going to go for it again. Four wide receivers set in the shotgun. Zay Taylor's going to step back, steps up in the pocket, looking to go himself. But no, he's going to go out wide. And a beautiful interception in the end zone from Traylon Kelly. What a play. Played the coverage beautifully, saw the ball was coming, turned around and made a play on it, and gets the interception. And that will now come out to the 20-yard line with a touchback.
I'll tell you what, just excellent coverage there by Traylon Kelly with the receiver step for step. Goes up, makes the big interception for the Cubs.
So now the ball will come out to the 20-yard line of the Brenham Cubs. And, you know, you got to think that was maybe just a bit of an arm punt there from Zay Taylor. That gives them a few yards there, but nonetheless, a terrific play from Traylon Kelly. Setting up his offense here. And again, with the Buckeyes knocking on the doorstep of the red zone, the Cubs come up with a huge stop on defense. Now can the offense capitalize as Zyron Upshaw will come out in a four wide receiver set. He'll fake the handoff to C.J. Glover and go up the middle. And it'll be no gain on the play on first and 10 at his own 20. The ball will stay at the 20 with second and 10 coming up.
So we got another big stop there by Mysterious 77.
Yeah, if he keeps making plays, we're going to have to try to find his name somewhere. Okay. But here we go again, shotgun formation for Zyron Upshaw, three wide receivers set, two to his left, one to his right. Chris Guidry back out there after being injured for a second, and C.J. Glover in the backfield. Zyron Upshaw looking the way of Guidry, and he's going to go up, and again, bracket coverage with two men on him, unable to make the play as the Gilmer Buckeyes were there on defense. That's number three, Drake Smith on the coverage, along with number 21, Aiden Thomas.
I tell you, just... Again, double coverage on Chris Guidry. And I tell you what I would love to see is Zyron Upshaw with double coverage on Chris Guidry, no less than double coverage. Somebody has to be open.
Well, you know, the difference between this week and last week, Tommy, that I really do like is they're at least trying to find Guidry even though he's covered. And here's Zyron Upshaw looking down the right side, and he's going to oblige you, Tommy, as he's going to find C.J. Glover for a different wide receiver this time, and that'll be a gain of about 14 yards on the play. We're going to call it 15 yards. The ball comes out all the way to the 35-yard line, and more importantly, that's another Brenham Cubs first down.
I tell you what, big third down conversion there for the Brenham Cubs.
So here on first and 10 with 3:40 to go here in the second quarter, Zyron Upshaw is going to take the shotgun snap, hands off to C.J. Glover up the middle, and he's going to drag a defender all the way to the 40-yard line for a gain of 5.
I tell you what, with that initial hit there was Jet Bates, and then with help from the rest of the Gilmer Buckeyes.
I'll tell you, Tommy, I wish we had advanced analytics on this on C.J. Glover, because I would love to see what his yards after contact is. He never goes down on the first tackler.
I'll tell you what, that is so good to see with that second effort.
Here comes Zyron Upshaw looking deep for Cartel Brown, and Cartel Brown had a step on his defender, number 21, Aiden Thomas. But Zyron Upshaw put it just a hair too wide, and you can't blame Upshaw there. He had pressure right in his face and just missed Cartel by that much.
Tell you what, and Cartel definitely had a step or a step and a half on the defense.
And speaking of the pressure here, it looks like they took a cheap shot on Zyron Upshaw. It's going to be a personal foul. Roughing the passer on the offense. That'll give the Cubs a free 15 yards and another first down. Kudos to Zyron Upshaw standing in the pocket and
that is
and
a
delivery
right there.
So now they're going to go with an empty backfield for Zyron Upshaw. Four wide receivers set. One of those wide receivers to the right is C.J. Glover. Zyron Upshaw will take the snap. He'll take it himself, trying to bounce it out to the left. Great block there from Cartel Brown on the edge, and that'll get the Brenham Cubs close to a first down. They're going to say that is a first down as they get the ball all the way to the 31-yard line of the Gilmer Buckeyes. That's a gain of about 14 for the Brenham Cubs.
Tyree Johnson finally running him out of bounds for the Buckeyes.
And again, a four wide receiver set with C.J. Glover to the right for Zyron Upshaw, empty backfield. And again, he's going to keep it going up the middle, trying to find some room. And he will get himself a little bit of room.
I thought I saw a flag.
Looked like a gain of two, but there is a flag on the play. Good eye there, Tommy. And we're going to see what that is for exactly. Looks to be in the area of holding.
Normally, when that flag goes on that pile, what is that? It is holding.
Illegal hands to the face. Oh, it's going to be on the defense.
Oh, my gosh.
Illegal hands to the face. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, Tommy, that's a defensive lineman trying to fight off of a block, just gets up into the face mask of the offensive lineman, and that's going to be another free first down for this Brenham Cub offense, as that'll move the ball inside of the 20 of the Gilmer Buckeyes to the 16. So the Cubs set up in the red zone with about 2:40 left here to go in the second quarter. Here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, looking to his right, and he's going to fire over the head of Hagan Frank, finds C.J. Glover on the out route, and that'll get the ball down to the 10-yard line of the Buckeyes. A quick gain of 6 yards on a beautiful route run there from C.J. Glover. That'll bring up second down and four.
Devin Fort will give him credit on the stop there for the Buckeyes.
I'll tell you, Zyron Upshaw is absolutely seeing the game beautifully right now. Making all the right reads, making the right throws, and that's the benefit of establishing the run game early. Zyron Upshaw's going to look to the right again. CJ, Chris Guidry in the back of the end zone, but another nice play made there by number 3, Drake Smith. And Drake Smith has been playing excellent coverage all night tonight, Tommy.
I'll tell you what, Drake Smith covering Chris Guidry there, man for man. And I tell you what, give credit there to Drake Smith. He's the one that broke up the play.
Yeah, and he's been there all night. And with that play, that takes us into the two-minute warning, and we'll take a quick timeout. It's part of the two-minute timeout. And we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, and a quick timeout for the two-minute warning. Now 1:59 exactly left to play here in the half. Third and four coming up for the Brenham Cubs at the 10-yard line of the Gilmer Buckeyes. Knocking on the door of the end zone. They could use a first down here, or even better, a touchdown. Zyron Upshaw's going to fake the handoff, rolling to his left. Does he have enough to the first down? He's going to be tackled right around the six, pushing, fighting, trying to get the first down. And a Buckeye comes up with the football. Not sure what happened down there in the pile there, but Davin Fort comes up with the ball for the Buckeyes. And let's the officials are going to say they blew the play dead before the turnover there. So possibly the Brenham Cubs dodging a bullet there. And now, but they did not get the first down either way. That'll put the ball fourth and one at the 12-yard line.
Finally coming up and making that big stop there was Josiri Johnson again for the Buckeyes.
So here comes another fourth down for the Cubs. And they're going to be in shotgun. C.J. Glover in the backfield. Three wide receivers set. Skyron Upshaw's going to take it up the middle. He'll have himself a first down. And a bit more inside of the Buckeyes' five-yard line. Down to the three. And with the clock ticking, now 56 seconds left. The Cubs are right on the doorstep at the three-yard line.
Give credit there to Malachi Johnson fighting off that block and getting a shoestring tackle there on Zyron Upshaw.
And now while I can guarantee you that the Cubs can hit a field goal from here, they are looking to come away with 6 points, not three. Let's see, 40 seconds on the clock. They're going to hand off to C.J. Glover up the middle, and he's going to be stuffed yet again. No gain on the play. The ball will stay at the three-yard line on second down and goal.
Mysterious 77 and Davin Fort on the stop there for the Buckeyes.
And the Brenham Cubs will line back up. Clock is ticking, 30 seconds and counting. And we're going to get ourselves a timeout now. Let's see who called the timeout. The Cubs are down to their last timeout, so you got to wonder whether it was them or the Buckeyes.
I saw the referee point.
The helmet came up to the defensive player. Okay. Here in the play. I ruled that's a 10-second runoff.
So what they're calling is that the because number 77 who made the tackle lost his helmet, they have to stop the game. That does come with a 10-second runoff, but that is the reason for the stoppage. Both teams keep their timeouts with the Buckeyes at two and the Cubs at one. So
I thought the ruling was if his helmet comes off, he has to come out for one play.
No, they have to stop the game. They have to stop for him to get his helmet back on. If it's any kind of a head injury, he has to come out for one play. They will reset the game clock to 36 seconds, so giving the Cubs some extra time even after the runoff. So now the Cubs will come out in a heavy formation, only two wide receivers, C.J. Glover in the backfield, Hagan Frank lined up at H-back. Zyron Upshaw will follow his blockers, trying to get in the end zone, fights off a couple blockers, and dives into the end zone for a Brenham Cubs touchdown. With 27.3 seconds left on the clock, the Brenham Cubs will take the lead going into the half as they will now be up 13-7 over the Buckeyes, barring this extra point.
What an effort. He slipped out of the grasp of the mysterious 77, never gave up on the run, and goes into the end zone for the touchdown.
You have to love that effort from your quarterback, just willing his way into the end zone. And here's the PAT. Snap is good. Kick is good. 14-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs with 27 seconds left in the half. And we'll be bringing you the ensuing kickoff after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And right back here to Lobo Stadium as the Brenham Cubs have just made it 14-7 in their favor as we have 27 seconds left here in the first half. So as long as they play the defense they've been playing so far today, they should be going into the half with a nice lead here. And what has been a physical back-and-forth game here today, Tommy, we are being treated to some competitive football.
I tell you what, this is definitely a very, very good football game. I tell you what, we can only hope that the Cubs don't give up because Gilbert is not giving up.
And here's the kickoff. It'll be out deep and a fair catch signaled by Amari Garrett of the Gilmer Buckeyes, and they'll bring the ball out to the 20-yard line. So with 27 seconds left on the clock, the Gilmer Buckeyes, you mentioned it, Tommy, they're not going to give up, but the Brenham Cub defense has been stout here today.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it just goes back with the storied program of the Gilmer Buckeyes. You know, they play hard and they play long.
All right, shotgun formation for Zade Taylor with a four wide receiver set. Here comes the snap. He's going to fake the throw and then give the handoff up the middle to Horn. And a beautiful tackle made there by
Rodriguez. The big guy stayed with him.
Joe Rodriguez has been wreaking havoc in the interior of that defensive line here today. So here comes Zade Taylor. He's going to be chased out by Jace Miller again, and that will force Zade Taylor to go ahead and throw it away. And Jace Miller has been in the backfield all night long, Tommy.
I tell you what, Jace Miller did an excellent job last week. It just so happened that there was one other defensive player that did one ounce better. But Jace has done just an outstanding job tonight, and so has Dahl Brown.
So as we go into the half, it's the Brenham Cubs up 14-7 over the Gilmer Buckeyes here in Longview at Lobo Stadium. And so far, a defense that has been playing bend but don't break defense. Jace Miller already with two sacks, Doyle Brown with a sack of his own, and a host of Brenham Cubs with plenty of tackles for losses. But the Gilmer Buckeyes were able to score once on a QB sneak from the 28-yard line. Definitely not something that you see every day. But that's the name. That's the tail of the tape so far. 14-7, Cubs winning right now as we go into the half. We'll be right back with the KWHI Sports Halftime Show after a word from our sports friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, and it's time for the Brenham Cub Halftime Show. So we will leave you with the marching band and cheerleaders as they'll be giving us a fantastic performance going up first as the away team. And I'm sure that this will be just as good as the football game we've been watching, Tommy. 14-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs so far. So we're going to leave you here with the marching band, and we'll be right back for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show.
The Bells would like to thank all of their double platinum sponsors, as well as the following platinum sponsors, for their contribution to the program. Taqueria El Roro, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Tees Service LLC, and Washington County Landscapes. The 2025-2026 Bells are led by social officers, new member liaison Abigail Bunger, PR officer Avery Moss, treasurer Victoria Dippel, secretary Anna Schrader, vice president Mia Espinosa, president Marley Lonsert. Line officers are Haley Paul, captain Carolyn Zintek, major Kaylee Brown, and colonel Cheyenne Ortiz. Bell of the week is Janelle Castillo. Spirit Girl of the week is Demira Bonner. And Officer of the week is Mia Espinosa. Tonight, the Bells will be performing a kick routine to Give Me Everything. The Mighty Cub Band. Members of the week are Julia Edwards, Chloe Zwar, Johnny Campbell, and Danielle Castillo. Leaders of the week, Colleen Cole and Peyton Sikora. And the section of the week is the Drumline. Tonight, the Cub Band will perform a portion of their 2025 show, Guardians of the Enchanted Land, and embark on a journey into a realm of ancient secrets and magic, and the Guardians stand resolute, protecting a legendary land. Once every 1,000 years, the light stirs to life and the magical genies emerge from its swirling smoke to explore the world. This production melds evocative music and dynamic visuals in a once-in-a-millennium celebration of wonder and magic. Part one opens with flute and clarinet soloist Jesus Lopez and Haley Klecker as the lamp awakens with the color guard soloist Maddie Bean leading into a powerful Guardians theme by Christopher Tin. Part two takes off as the genies and guardians explore the world with spices, toxins, and perfumes by Abner Dorman. Followed by the haunting version of Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle featuring saxophone soloist Levi DuPont. And we close tonight's performance with music by Alexander Borodin. Under the field direction of drum majors Trey Gates, Hunter Higler, Thomas Lesh, and Hannah Shazad, this is the Brenham Cup Band and the Guardians of the Enchanted Land.
Wonderful performance there from the Brenham Cup marching back. Man, thank you to Brand Director Eric Reddick for a wonderful performance there. And as we get to the halftime show, we'll be right back with the KWHI Sports Halftime Show just after a quick word from our sports friends.
Football season is here, and H-E-B in Brenham is your one-stop shop for game day. From tender steaks and fresh ground burgers to sizzling sausage and all them fixins', H-E-B is your hometown headquarters for grilling greatness. Stock up on chips, dips, ice-cold drinks, and fan favorites to keep the whole crowd cheering. Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or watching from the couch, H-E-B in Brenham makes it easy to bring big flavor to every game. Because when it comes to grilling, nobody does it like H-E-B.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
And back to Lobo Stadium. It's time for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show. My name is Avi Jr., joined always by Tommy Lange. And a competitive first half is what we've had so far between the Brenham Cubs and the Gilmerick Buckeyes. It's now 14-7. The Buckeyes scored on a 28-yard QB sneak. Not something you see every day, but the Brenham Cubs hold the edge as they have been pounding the rock with C.J. Glover all night long. And they have two rushing touchdowns, one from C.J. Glover from about 18 yards out and one from Zyron Upshaw at 3 yards out. So two rushing touchdowns for the Brenham Cubs. To one for the Buckeyes makes the Brenham Cubs up 14-7 as we are in halftime now. And what are your thoughts on that first half, Tommy?
I tell you what, there was no disappointing factors in this ball game for us. You know, we knew that Gilmer would be a very, very competitive football team. They have come out and they in turn have always tried to run the football. But they have actually come out throwing the football and have had a little bit of success with it.
Yeah, definitely going against the scouting report, if you would, on that side of things. But that has allowed for 4 sacks from this Brenham Cub team, 2 apiece from both Doyle Brown and Jace Miller, who have been in the backfield all day long. And we're going to take a deeper look at how the first half has gone. But first, a quick 60 seconds from our sports fans. We'll be right back with some more halftime show here on KWHI Sports.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegent Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
And back to Lobo Stadium here with Hobby Jr. and Tommy Langer. We're getting ready for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show. Friday Night Lights tonight. It's the Brenham Cubs against the Gilmer Buckeyes out here at Lobo Stadium in Longview. And, Tommy, taking a look at that first half, based on the statistics and what we've seen so far on the field, first half has been all about C.J. Glover. Last week he did go down with a shoulder injury against the Killeen Kangaroos. We didn't see him after the first quarter, but he's come back today healthy and stronger than ever, absolutely torching this Gilmer Buckeyes defense. How's this for a stat for you? The Brenham Cubs have 159 total yards on offense. And C.J. Glover has 105. So how's that for about 70% of your team's offensive output? That's how much the focus has been on C.J. Glover. And that breaks down to 11 carries for 77 yards in his touchdown run. And as well as three catches on three targets. So every time he's been targeted, he's made a catch for 28 yards to go on top of that. And it's really what we've become used to from him, a do-it-all running back that can get it done in all facets of the game at that side.
I'll tell you what, you talk about the 77 yards there rushing for C.J. Glover. I tell you what, as always, good blocking by the offensive line. But I'm going to tell you what, it's that never-give-up effort by C.J. Glover with getting those extra yards for that Cub offense.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. He's a running back that almost seems to never go down on that first contact. Always takes two, three, four guys to finally bring him down. And that in between those tackles, he's always gaining more and more yardage. So it's very rare for him to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. And we've only seen it once tonight. But, I mean, when you're averaging 7 yards a carry, I'd say that's pretty dang good. Then also rushing the ball has been Zyron Upshaw. He has 7 carries for 33 yards and hits touchdown. So the emphasis has definitely been to move the ball on the ground. So out of their 159 total yards, they have 104 on the ground with 2 touchdowns. So that's definitely been their bread and butter. And they're getting back to it after they had to get away from it a little bit against the Killeen Kangaroos due to the injury to C.J. Glover. Now over on the defensive side is a team that pays a lot of bend but don't break defense. They'll allow a couple first downs. It's been the kind of the way that they've played this year. They allow a couple first downs, but once that ball gets near the red zone, they really stiffen up and don't allow much. As we saw, of course, from Traylon Kelly getting the first interception, not only of his season, but for his team this year. Already in the fifth game, the Brenham Cubs get a turnover, and that's because, you know, they really just play sound defense that, you know, it's more, they're in the backfield so much that a lot of times teams don't have a chance to throw it deep on them. So
I tell you what, and give all the credit there to Traylon Kelly, because he was with his man step for step and goes up and just literally takes the ball away from the receiver for that big interception, which in turn led to the Cubs' second touchdown.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. He did something that a lot of cornerbacks, especially younger cornerbacks, struggle with, and that's getting your head around, find the football, and attack the football. And he did so, like you said, to perfection. That was textbook how you're supposed to play corner, and that is why he is a starter as a junior on this defense.
No doubt about it. Just excellent job there by Traylon Kelly.
That is correct. And, you know, the Brenham Cubs did dodge a bullet with a deep throw to the wide receiver Hayes of the Gilmer Buckeyes. Thankfully, it was a drop. And then shortly after, it was an interception to Traylon Kelly. But that's kind of how the game has gone, is Brenham Cubs taking advantage of their opportunities, playing bend but don't break defense, and like we mentioned before the game, winning the turnover battle, and most importantly, establishing the run early while also avoiding some penalties.
No doubt about it, and I'm sure that was Coach Young's game plan. Right now it's working in the Cubs' favor, but we have another tough second half of football, and the Cubs are going to have to pick up right where they left off.
Exactly. I mean, we mentioned the penalties before the game. No penalties so far for the Brenham Cubs. I'm sure they'll like to keep that going. And only two penalties for the Gilmer Buckeyes, but both have gone for 15 yards on personal fouls. So 30 yards of penalties for them, and been a difference, and we said it would be between these two teams. So as we get ready for the getting close to about 6 minutes to go to the second half kickoff, we'll be right back with some more halftime show here on KWHI Sports just after a word from our sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bobby Jr. here with KWHI Sports, joined by Tommy Lanky. Tommy, we got to do a bit of a hard decision here. We got to pick the Whataburger, What a Play of the first half. And I think I know where I'm leaning. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with the Traylon Kelly interception there, the first of the year for the Brenham Cubs. And you mentioned it there, just played the ball perfectly and textbook demonstration of how you play a receiver in the back of the end zone as a cornerback, and coming down not only with a pass defense, an interception. What a play.
Oh, no doubt about it. I can't agree with you more than the comments you just made, because just an outstanding performance by Traylon Kelly. And not only that, he's been on some big tackles in that defensive secondary.
You are totally correct. I mean, that's one thing I've complimented this team about all year, is even from the defensive back. You know, defensive backs, they have a little bit of a reputation for not liking a tackle. Not on this team, not under Coach Young's. They get up there, they make tackles, and they play a physical brand of football.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, that's what I love to see. And, again, I'm going to say it one more time. The Cubs are going to need to pick up right where they left off.
I couldn't agree more. The key to the second half, keep doing what you're doing.
That's it. Pretty simple.
So that is the What a Play of the first half, brought to you by Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950, with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 36 South, open 24/7. And we may need to get up some Whataburger. We'll be getting out of here pretty late, 4 hours from home, Tommy. And the game should be going up to about 10 or 10:30.
I tell you what, no, we just need to forget about it, and we just just get on the road and have a great conversation about the game.
And with that, we're now going to take a look at our HEB Scholar of the Week. So congratulations to HEB Scholar of the Week. It's Brody Jensen. Brody Jensen's favorite subject is physics, and his favorite teacher is Mrs. Ruiz.
I think we've heard her name once.
Yes,
it's good to hear some more teachers' names.
Congratulations, Mrs. Ruiz.
And how about his favorite subject, physics? That's a tough one right there. That's one of the harder sciences. And you know,
I'm going to tell you what. I love those guys that get into that science stuff.
Definitely beyond my scope, but I am excited that he is doing that, and an intelligent young man, clearly. And how about this next one? An intelligent man whose favorite sport is, guess what? Football.
I just love it. You know, I tell you what, I go back to my playing days, and I'm going to tell you what, guys, there's nothing better than high school football.
Yeah. And, hey, Brody Jensen seems like a kid that's got it figured out, because when you took a look at his college and university plans, he plans to attend Blinn right there in the backyard of Brenham and then go to Texas A&M, become an Aggie, and major in architecture.
I tell you what, I love it. You know, just a very, very wise-thinking young man there going into a great looking at a great career, and I hope he accomplishes his goals down the road.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I tell you what, that passion for physics will definitely come in handy when it comes to architecture.
That's it.
And his advice to other students about preparing for the future is, don't feel like you have it all figured out before your senior year. And that's great advice, you know, kind of take it one step at a time. But I'll tell you what, Brody seems like he's got it figured out.
I tell you what, that young man does have it figured out, because I'm going to tell you what, your high school days are some of the greatest days of your life. And you know what? Enjoy every minute with your friends, because when you go off to college, you know, you're not going to see as much of them as you did before.
Exactly. So that is today's HEB Student Scholar of the Week. It's congratulations to Brody Jensen. This award is based on academic excellence, and he will receive a certificate from HEB. And we'll be right back getting ready for the second half kickoff after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Football season is here, and HEB in Brenham is your one-stop shop for game day. From tender steaks and fresh ground burgers to sizzling sausage and all them fixins', HEB is your hometown headquarters for grilling greatness. Stock up on chips, dips, ice-cold drinks, and fan favorites to keep the whole crowd cheering. Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or watching from the couch, HEB in Brenham makes it easy to bring big flavor to every game. Because when it comes to grilling, nobody does it like HEB.
And getting ready for the second half kickoff as the Gilmer Band finishes off their performance. The Brenham Cubs are already in the tunnel, ready to come out for the second half. But first, a very important part of the halftime show, Tommy. We have to congratulate the winner of the Nathan's Barbecue Free Rack of Ribs. And the winner today off the first touchdown, which was an 18-yard run by C.J. Glover, Sid Raisky was able to win himself a rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. So congratulations, Sid. Make sure to stop by the station and pick up your voucher. And congratulations on the free rack of ribs. And Tommy, what do they say about them ribs down at Nathan's Barbecue?
Ain't no fib about our ribs.
That is right. They're telling the truth when there's no fib about their rib. It is the delicious rack of ribs. And if you can't swing by and pick it up, just let me and Tommy know. We'll go ahead and take it for you.
The only thing I'm going to throw in, we've yet to have anyone share on those ribs. we're waiting at the door.
Well, Sid, go ahead and enjoy those ribs. That was the first touchdown is sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue is proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, located at 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register.
Best fried chicken in town.
Oh, there you go. Hey, you can add a fried chicken, add a fried chicken to that rack of ribs. Now that's a meal.
I'm telling you.
So as we get ready for the second half, the marching band is going a little longer here. The time has run out of the halftime, but there you go. You hear the pop from the Gilmer crowd here. And before we get to the second half, I do want to give a big shout-out to the Brenham faithful. I mean, we are 4 hours plus away from Brenham right now, and we have a good 100 or so people out there in the stands, if not more, out here to support the Brenham Cubs all the way from Brenham, Texas, here to Longview. And you got to love when this team has that kind of support. And you'll hear a small pop from them as they make themselves known as out come the Brenham Cubs to start the second half with the Brenham Cubs leading 14-7 over the Gilmer Buckeyes.
I tell you what, I'm so glad you brought up that point about the Brenham Cub fans. You know, to take the, you know, time away, and the majority of them are taking time away from their jobs and whatever else there is going on out there, come up here to watch this Cub football team. And you know what? I even have a friend, Steve Rogers. Him and Mom hopped in the airplane, flew up here, going to get him a hotel room and enjoy the football game and head back tomorrow.
Hey, if I had a plane, I'd go at any excuse to use it as well. I mean, that's awesome. I have a couple pilots in the family, and when you're up there at, you know, whatever 1,000 feet, depending on your airplane, it is a wonderful experience.
I tell you what, that is the greatest experience. And really, when you fly in one of these two-seater, four-seater planes, you really get to see some interesting things.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. It is an experience, definitely an experience, and always a nice convenience when you can pick up and fly anywhere.
Yeah.
And now we're getting ready for the second half kickoff. Out comes Gilmer. Back deep to receive is Cartel Brown, and they'll kick it right to him. He'll get a chance to return this one. He'll take it inside the five, coming out past the 20-yard line. Can he make a move? He does. He's going to make it move past the 40, trying to get past the last defender, and he's going to bring it out past the 50-yard line. A tremendous return from Cartel Brown on the second half kickoff.
I tell you what, just a great job there by Cartel Brown. The blocker set up a great blocking scheme to the right side of the field, and finally run out of bounds. Where are we at? 45-yard line of Gilmer.
So with tremendous field position, the second half kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham, drive into unbeatable savings during Hyundai's getaway sales event. These deals won't last long, so visit HyundaiofBrenham.com or call 979-830-1000 today to grab these unbeatable deals in a new Hyundai. Here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun. And on the first play of the second half, after the great return from Cartel Brown, this will be a sack of Zyron Upshaw, a big loss for the Brenham Cubs offense, as he'll be tackled back at the 50-yard line, a loss of 5 on first down.
Taji Bush read that play perfectly and stopped Zyron Upshaw for a 5-yard loss.
So now second down and 15 from the 50 for Zyron Upshaw. He'll take the shotgun snap, looking to throw left to Cartel Brown, but with the pressure coming, he is forced to throw it away, and now a third and very long here for the Brenham Cubs.
A good coverage there by Gage Trostbach for the Buckeyes.
And I think that's the first time we don't call Drake Smith's number in coverage.
Really?
So back in shotgun, four wide receivers set, empty backfield for Zyron Upshaw. And he'll take a second to look over to his offensive minds on the sideline, giving him some signals. And let's see what the call will be. Still four wide receivers set, empty backfield. Hagen Frank behind the line of scrimmage there as the tight end. And here's the shotgun snap. Zyron Upshaw will step up, finds a hole beautifully. He'll take off. He's got himself a first down. He's got himself more. Can he make a move in the backfield? Stiff arms the defender, gets inside the 20-yard line, right up the gut of the defense for a tremendous gain there. From the 50 down to the 19-yard line, a gain of 31 on the run for Zyron Upshaw.
I tell you what, good job there by Zyron. No receivers open. Tuck the ball and run. Get the big first down.
And now the handoff to C.J. Glover. They'll get back to their bread and butter. C.J. Glover bounces off of the tackle, bounces it to the outside before he's caught from behind, but gets the ball inside of the 10 of the Buckeyes down to the 7-yard line before he's finally taken down.
Austin Blakely didn't give up on the play and brought C.J. Glover down.
So on first and goal, looking for Chris Guidry in the back of the end zone. He's got himself a tremendous catch in the corner. Touchdown, Brenham! Cubs as they'll extend their lead now 20-7 with 10.5 to go in the third quarter. So the Brenham Cubs will open up the third quarter with a touchdown drive with plenty of explosive plays. It all started on 3rd and 15. Zyron Upshaw took it up the middle for a huge 31-yard gain. Then C.J. Glover dragging defenders down to the 7-yard line. And from there, just lob it up to Chris Guidry. He'll do the rest. Touchdown in the back of the end zone. And here's the extra point. Hold is good. Kick is no good. So it will remain 20-7 for the Brenham Cubs with 10.5 to go in the third. Wow, what a route there from Chris Guidry. Just holds off his defender long enough. Zyron Upshaw puts it beautifully into the back of that end zone. And Chris Guidry just does what we know him to do. Comes down with the ball after elevating up for it over his defender. And that time he does get the better of Drake Smith on the touchdown.
Tell you what, just an excellent job there by Zyron Upshaw. Just throw the ball up, let Chris Guidry go get the ball. Does exactly that. Big touchdown.
You know, Chris Guidry kind of reminds me of an old receiver for the Jets and a couple other teams, Keyshawn Johnson. What did he always say? Even when I'm covered, I'm open.
He's got to come up with it. I tell you what, I can go back and say one that was really, really good also for the Jets, Don Maynard.
Oh, yeah, Don Maynard. That's back in the day. All right, here's a return for the Buckeyes, bouncing off tackles out past the 20, almost to the 20. It'll be marked at the 24-yard line on the return. I believe that was Amari Garrett.
Tell you what, no,
it's not
credit.
Amari Garrett. It's number 25, Jerziri Johnson. I believe it's Jerziri.
Jerziri. Yeah, great stop there by Brooks Rosnowski.
And here we go. 1st and 10 from the 25 is where they're spotted. And Zade is going to go ahead and throw a short out route to his running back, Horn, who makes the defender miss in the defensive backfield. He's off to the races. And a track down tackle by Mason Siever. How about the big man getting all the way down the sideline, tracking down the speedy running back, Tavion Horn? It's a huge gain on the play for the Gilmer Buckeyes as they get all the way inside the 15 of the Cubs. But what an effort by Mason Siever. Touchdown saving tackle.
I'll tell you what, it was a great screen set up, broke loose away from the defenders. But never giving up on it was Mason Siever diving and making that tackle.
I absolutely love when you see a big man like Siever plays defensive tackle, gets all the way down the sideline, tracking down a running back running full speed, able to make the tackle from behind. And a touchdown saving tackle that can mean a lot against the Brenham Cup defense that has really, really stiffened up in the red zone. So now the ball is at the 13-yard line of the Cubs. And here comes Zade Taylor in the shotgun. He's going to look deep for Jackson again. And tremendous coverage there by Rylan Lewis. Woo. Rylan Lewis doesn't turn around to find the ball, but just reads his receiver perfectly, sees the hands go up, puts his hand between the receiver's hands, and it goes off the back of Rylan Lewis there. Excellent blanket coverage in the back of the end zone and on a receiver that's caused trouble for the Brenham Cubs so far. Solomon Jackson, number 17, ran a nice route. You could call it an underthrow from Zade Taylor, but really just tremendous coverage by Rylan Lewis.
Glad you brought that up. It was great coverage there, and I was hoping he would not get a flag, but he got his hand up in the air and knocked the ball down.
Oh, Zade Taylor is going to fumble the snap, and jumping on it is Jarius Booker, who continues to make a name for himself in this ball game and comes up with a fumble recovery. A turnover forced by the Brenham Cub defense. And we just talked about how big that touchdown saving tackle by Mason Siever can be. That's how big it is. Instead of a touchdown, it's a turnover for the Gilmer Buckeyes, and the Cubs will take over at their own 21-yard line.
I tell you what, just a great pass rush. I mean, just a great rush there by Jarius Booker, just putting the pressure on, knocked the ball loose, and coming up with the fumble recovery also. Great job.
Well, on that one, I think Zay Taylor just didn't catch it. but Jarius Booker able to get there right in time. And now here's a short wide receiver screen. Cartel Brown makes a move up inside, makes three defenders miss before being brought down after a gain of about 14.
Ooh, we got two
and the flags come flying into the pile.
Looks like just a little dump pass out in the flat there to Cartel Brown. Did a great job of making moves and finally brought down by Trace Haynes.
And on top of it, he's going to draw a face mask penalty on Drake Smith. And that's another 15 yards. So after the 13-yard run, here's another 15. Ends up being a gain of 28 yards for the Brenham Cubs.
I tell you what, just a great job there again. I tell you what, now the Cubs are on the move, and they need to put points on the board again.
So that'll bring the ball all the way out to the 50-yard line. First down and 10 for the Brenham Cubs, and what a set of a couple plays here. A turnover and then a huge catch there. And here, how about CJ? How about
CJ
Glover?
Gosh.
Reversing field, going back up. Stiff arms a defender into the dirt, and he's going to get all the way down inside the 30 now.
I tell you what, just a great job there by CJ Glover getting that ball out in the left flat. So nowhere to run. Breaks back to the right side of the field with a huge run, and finally brought down by number 18, Gage Trostbach.
And what a way to punctuate the run with a stiff arm there. Here's Zyron Upshaw with a shotgun snap. He's going to take it himself. He has the edge. He's running into the end zone. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! 18-yard touchdown run for Zyron Upshaw on the quarterback keeper, and the Brenham Cubs are pouring it on now. 26-7. Over the Gilmer Buckeyes. Barring the extra point, let's see if they're maybe going to go for two, but up a few touchdowns. No need for it here. I'd say they're just going to go. Oh, no, they're going to keep the offense out there. So here comes 2-point conversion for the Brenham Cubs. They're going to try to make it 28-7. Here comes the snap to Zyron Upshaw. He'll walk into the end zone, take some contact in the end zone, but he was already in there, so that's going to make it 28-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs, and that's going to be an even bigger lead. So they allowed an explosive run from running back Horn of the Gilmer Buckeyes and a touchdown-saving tackle from Mason Siever, the defensive tackle, about 60 yards down the field, saves a touchdown, and then relies on his defense to get a turnover. And how impactful of a play that was by Mason Siever, I cannot state that enough. So as we get ready for the ensuing kickoff, here comes Blue Sinega to kick off. And back to return is Tavion Horn and number 25, Jaziri Johnson.
Put a star there by that game, you know, by that touchdown-saving tackle there by Mason Siever.
I mean, that's a touchdown that really could have turned the tide in this game, but instead Siever makes the tackle, and then the defense forces a turnover, and we have a totally different ball game with the Cubs up 28-7. So here's the kickoff, and that'll be taken by Jaziri Johnson inside the 10. He'll call for the fair catch, and that'll bring the ball out to the 20-yard line.
Jaziri Johnson with the fair catch. Bring the Gilmer offense back on first and two.
I'm not sure what Coach Young's told this defense in the halftime, but they have really stepped up so far. Because not only with that touchdown-saving tackle, the play right after, they try to go deep to Solomon Jackson in the end zone, who's caused troubles for this Brenham Cub defense. But Rylan Lewis was privy to it and makes a great defensive stand in coverage. But here come the Brenham Cubs again as the ball is placed on the 25-yard line. Zay Taylor is going to throw a wide receiver out route or a swing route over to Tavion Horn, and it'll be a minimal gain of about 4 yards on the play.
Run out of bounds by Christian Prosper. Going back to that half, what you were talking about, whatever coach said to him at halftime, I guarantee you there was a huge conversation about an 18-yard quarterback sneak.
Correct. That's a 28-yard quarterback.
Or 28, whatever it was. It doesn't matter.
Emphasizing what you're saying there.
Yeah, it's...
And here on second down, it's going to be a loss of one on the run by Tavion Horn. It'll bring a third down and 8.
I tell you, making that initial hit there was Doyle Brown, and finishing it off was Christian Prosper. You know, and I apologize, folks. I've got 28-yard quarterback sneak right in front of me. I made a mistake. I apologize.
Hey, we're all human, Tommy. I've made a couple myself. It's just. I was just saying, it was even more than
it's even more. Yeah,
quarterback sneak from that far out. So here comes Zay Taylor, knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Who else? Again, it's Chase Miller making an impact, knocks down the pass at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, like J.J. Swat always said, if you know you're not getting to the quarterback, just jump up and get your hands up. Chase Miller does just that, knocks the ball down and forces a fourth and long, and out comes the Gilmer special teams to punt.
Tell you what, right now, there's a real tie with about three players for that defensive star of the game.
I couldn't agree more. And here we go with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's the Brenham Cubs up 28-7 and back to receive the punt. Here's an end-over-end punt towards the sideline, and that will look like it'll be right around the 40-yard line of the Brenham Cubs, maybe the 39. They're going to call it the 38. That's where the Brenham Cubs will start their next offensive possession, and they'll look to add some more points here as they now have, I believe, three straight offensive possessions with resulting in touchdowns.
I tell you what, that's the one, you know, positive point that we have seen, and the definite positive point we've seen in this football game. The last three times the Cubs touch the football, they go in for a score.
And more importantly, touchdown scores, Tommy.
Touchdowns on top of.
Yeah, that is. You got to love the efficiency here. So back in the three wide receiver set, here's the shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw, looking to go deep to Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry has a couple steps. He has the catch. He's down the sideline. Can he get to the end zone?
No!
Yes, he can! Touchdown, Chris Guidry, Brenham Cubs! And with that reception, Chris Guidry is now over 2,000 yards in his career for the Brenham Cubs, cementing himself even further in the history books of the Brenham Cubs. What a touchdown!
I tell you what Zyron Upshaw did, Chris Guidry had two steps onto the defender. He just threw it up in the air and let Chris run under it. And after that, it was all Chris Guidry. Am I right on that? Was that 62 or 63?
62-yard touchdown there for Chris Guidry. He beats his man clean off of the line and just outruns him. And Zyron Upshaw, credit to him on a beautiful thrown ball right down the middle of the field on that go route. Chris Guidry makes the adjustment, makes the catch, and right in stride for him to beat his defender into the end zone. And that is now 35-7 for the Brenham Cubs after the successful point after try. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
And here's the kickoff, the ensuing kickoff after the Chris Guidry 62-yard touchdown reception. And Jaziri Johnson makes a move, gets it out past the 25. Looks like he did get all the way to the 30, and that's where Gilmer will start their next offensive possession. And for the Brenham Cubs, two sides of the story here. The Brenham Cubs have scored on their last four straight offensive possessions, and it feels like an eternity for the Gilmer Buckeyes as far as scoring. They scored on a quarterback sneak from 28 yards out earlier in the ball game, about halfway through the first half. And now they're down 35-7 as the Brenham Cub offense has exploded into a scoring frenzy. So now first and 10 from the 29. Here's the handoff up the middle. And making the tackle for the Brenham Cubs is Job Rodriguez, who has been wreaking havoc on the interior of that defensive line all night long. Gets himself another tackle at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Second and 10 coming up.
I'll tell you what, just a great job there by Job Rodriguez staying at home. And coming in to help out there was T.J. Hudson.
So here's the snap to Zay Taylor. And, oh, Jace Miller's there again. But Jace Miller, he's able to escape Jace Miller, but he does not escape from Christian Prosper and Mason Sieber, who bring down the quarterback for another quarterback sack. And Zay Taylor is not having a fun day out there today, Tommy.
I'll tell you what, just a great effort there by Jace Miller again with that big strong rush, slowed him down enough. And then here comes Mason Sieber, and I'm going to tell you what, they finish it off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Mason Sieber having a game off.
Now that'll bring up a 3rd and 24 for the Gilmer Bucks. 3rd and forever for the Buckeyes here. And they'll send a receiver in motion. Zay Taylor again pressured by Jace Miller. He's able to get it off to his running back out of the backfield for a decent gain of about 8 yards. But it will, oh, call it 9 yards. But it will not be even close for a first down. 4th down and 15 coming up.
I'll tell you what, just give all the credit there in the world to Jace Miller again. With all that pressure, he does dump the ball off for a 9-yard gain, and a great job of running him out of bounds, Ledrick Walker.
Yeah, and it seems like he's touching the quarterback on every single pass attempt. And here's the punt from the Gilmer Buckeyes, and it's not a good one. Shank.
Oh,
and
my.
That will be at the Gilmer 36-yard line is where they should spot it. And that's going to be a net gain of about 10. That's going to be about a 10-yard punt net.
Yeah, the punt did not even make it to the first down marker.
Yeah, but it was 1st and 15, so about 10 yards on the punt, would you say, Tommy, if my math is correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
About 10, 12 yards on the punt. So.
Oh, they did move it up, whereas at that 37-yard line.
Yeah. So now here we go. So call it a 14-yard punt. Here is the Brenham Cubs starting at 1st and 10 at the 37 of the Buckeyes. Here's C.J. Glover, handoff up the middle, and it'll be no gain on the play. 2nd down and 10 coming up.
Tell you what, coming up from the bottom of that stack, Carter Johnson with the stop there for the Buckeyes.
Now, Tommy, one thing I've noticed since the second half has begun, this was an electric crowd for the Gilmer Buckeyes, and really a bit of silence going on right now as they've seen the Brenham Cubs score at will since the second half has started. Here's Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun. He's going to take off the left side, makes 3 defenders miss with a couple nice jump cuts there, and he'll be off into the 31-yard line of the Buckeyes. A nice game there of about 6 yards on the play. We'll bring up 3rd and 4.
Amari Garrett there with that initial hit, slowing him down. A couple of other Buckeyes coming in to help finish it off.
So can the Brenham Cubs make it 5 straight possessions with a touchdown? They'll have to convert first here on this 3rd down. The handoff is to C.J. Glover, trying to get the edge. Does exactly that.
Oh, what a
move! Defender miss at the 1st down marker and gets another couple yards. A nice gain of about 6 there for C.J. Glover, getting another Brenham Cubs 1st down.
I tell you what, that missed tackle there, good move there by C.J. Glover, getting the 1st down. And finally, run out of bounds by Drake Smith.
So 5-yard run there for C.J. Glover, and here comes a shotgun snap to Zyron, and they will hand it off again to C.J. Glover. Goes off of that right side, makes 1 defender miss, makes another miss, breaking a tackle, and then finally dragged down, but not before yet another Brenham Cub 1st down.
Finally making that shoestring tackle, there was Zaylen Johnson for the Buckeyes.
So the ball now inside of the 15 of Gilmer at the 14. Here's a handoff again to C.J. Glover. If it's working, don't get away from it. And C.J. Glover making more defenders miss, trying to move the pile. And that's going to be a gain of 3 on the play for C.J. Glover. Wow, what tremendous running from that young man. C.J. Glover is a physical runner on this Brenham Cub football team.
Okay, well, coming up from the bottom of that stack is Drake Smith. Let's see what the penalty is.
After the play was over, personal foul, late hit on the offense, number 7. 15-yard penalty, 2nd down.
And how's that for the first Brenham Cub penalty of the game? A personal foul, unnecessary roughness, 15 yards, And that'll now bring up a second and extremely long for this Brenham Cub team. Looks like it'll be a second down and 22. From the Buckeye, 26 yards.
I don't think Coach
Jones
would be too
line.
Happy about that one.
So with under 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter, they're going to fake the handoff to CJ Glover, and not falling for it is the Gilmer Buckeye defense coming up to make a huge quarterback sack. It's number 34, Ryan Blum, or Bloom.
Bloom, there you go. Ryan Bloom, just a great pass, you know, great rush there, and sacking Zyron Upshaw. Third and eternity.
Yeah, you got that right. Third and 28 for the Brenham Cubs. And the shotgun is Zyron. Let's see if he'll look to Chris Guidry here. He's looking that way. No, he'll go to C.J. Glover, and he'll throw it out of bounds to avoid any kind of mistake. And it's now with the ball at the 32-yard line of the Buckeyes, they're going to roll out Zelenka. And let's see if they get a little bit a better execution on this punt. Last time they punted from this close to the end zone, they did put it back for a touchback and a punt that only netted about 17, 18 yards. So they'll look to avoid the end zone here. What Zelenka would love to do is put this one high up in the air, plenty of hang time, and to give his punt coverage team a time to down it inside the five. But first we'll get a timeout from the Gilbert Buckeyes, and as they take a timeout, so will we. We'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Lastmart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
So with a back to Lobo Stadium, and with the fourth and very long for the Brenham Cubs, they roll out the punt unit, and tremendous execution there from Landon Zelenka and his punt coverage team. They get it to bounce inside of the five-yard line. Unfortunately, it takes a Gilmer bounce, and that will be placed at the seven. That is where the Brenham Cubs down it. Great execution there. So the Buckeyes will have to start from inside their 10-yard line. They'll hand off on a jet sweep. That jet sweep is to Aiden Thomas, and he is slung down by who else but Jarius Booker, who has been making plays from the get-go here for the Brenham Cubs. He made the first tackle of the game, and he makes one right there again, going sideline to sideline from his middle linebacker position, and makes a tackle on Aiden Thomas, trying to get around the edge on the jet sweep.
Tell you what, I think you got some pointers from Caleb Espinosa.
So here comes Zay Taylor down the sideline looking for his receiver, but blanketed coverage there from Traylon Kelly, who continues his tremendous day in that corner position and doesn't allow the pass to get in there. Pretty nice ball throw, pretty nice thrown ball there by Zay Taylor, but Traylon Kelly just privy to it, playing excellent coverage on Gage Trostbach.
You gave credit where credit is due. Traylon Kelly, just outstanding coverage. On the offensive play.
Now that brings up a third and eight from their own 9-yard line, and Zay Taylor's looking deep. He's trying to target Ledrick Walker Jr., but Ledrick Walker Jr. is there step for step, but an extremely late flag there comes in, and that flag came in after the ball bounced about twice. But they're going to go ahead and I think they're going to get Leedrick Walker Jr. and pass interference as he was covering Trace Haynes on the deep go route.
I tell you what, I did see it, Javi. Leedrick Walker did get his hands tangled up
with the shoulder pads there.
Yes. And as much as I hate to say it, well-thrown flag.
Yeah, but just a little too much contact there from Leedrick Walker Jr.
Just a little bit.
With him step for step, yeah, you know, it seemed like even if he didn't make the contact, that would have been a good coverage. But, when you're fighting and battling down the field, those things happen. So it'll be 15 yards and a first down for the Gilmer Buckeyes, and they'll hand off outside to Horn. And who's there to meet him? That is Mason Sieber, who shoves him out of bounds. And Sieber having himself a game. I think Tavion Horn is going to see Sieber in his nightmares tonight after that touchdown-saving tackle, and he's been getting hit by him all night long.
As I said, there's been four defensive players making a name for themselves, and before this game is over with, it's going to be an interesting evening.
We're going to have a tough decision later, I'll tell you that much. So here comes four-man front for the Cub defense, and pressure coming off the edge. That was Christian Prosper. Zay Taylor able to get the ball off to Solomon Jackson, but a minimal gain of 1 yard on that play, and that'll now be third down and 9 for the Gilmer Buckeyes as they are in risk of having this offensive drive stalled out after they were bailed out on their last third down with a pass interference. Here comes another third and long for them at third and 9.
Great play there by Rylan Lewis on that little dump pass out in the left flat, just coming up to make the tackle for the Cubs.
So the Buckeyes from their own 25 will face a third and long and see if they can keep this drive alive. The Brenham Cubs will look to put a stop to it, and here comes the pressure up the middle. Mason Sieber trying to get to Zay Taylor. Zay Taylor rolls out to his left, has some space before he's met there with a huge hit from Leedrick Walker Jr., who plants him into the ground on the sideline. Looks like Zay Taylor may have a first down, but you really don't want to see this. Zay Taylor down injured on the play after a big hit there from Leedrick Walker Jr. And
I tell you what, after Leedrick Walker had that big penalty there, I tell you what, he came up and put a tattoo on Zay Taylor, and well, and he will have to come out for one play.
Yeah, that was an upper body injury, may have been a head injury, so he's got to come out of the game. And that will now bring in number 7, Carter Johnson. We've seen him for a couple plays already today as this Brenham Cub defense has been punishing Zay Taylor. But you see him getting over to the sideline on his own power, so hopefully he's okay. That was a scary hit on the sideline there. I mean, Leedrick Walker Jr. came up and laid the wood.
And it was a total legal hit.
Oh, yeah. Shoulder, that was shoulder, beautiful. Not too high. So here comes Tavion Horn up the middle, and he's going to try to fight for some extra yardage and will do so. Gets himself a gain of 7 on the first down run, second down and 3 coming up.
I tell you what, coming up to make that, Zarius Booker and Quincy Adams on that stop for the Cubs.
Zarius Booker has to have about 10 tackles this game so far.
Johnson remains in at quarterback.
So here come the Brenham Cubs showing pressure on defense. Let's see how many they're going to bring. Shotgun formation for Carter Johnson and the Gilmer Buckeyes as Zay Taylor is still not clear to get back into the ballgame. And we're going to get ourselves an end of the third quarter as we'll take a timeout to switch sides on the field. We'll be right back after a quick 60 seconds from our sports friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
And back for the start of the fourth quarter, and on the very first play on second down and three, it's going to be a handoff up the middle to Tavion Horn, and a quick big tackle made by Brooks Rosnowski and company for a tackle for loss will now create a third and five for the Buckeyes on their own 39-yard line.
Tell you what, Brooks Rosnowski shot through that gap and put a big hit on him, and then the rest of the Cubs came in and finished it off.
This is a Brenham Cubs team that is flying off of the edge and shooting the gaps to perfection. Here is the snap to Armstrong. Oh, he's going to be tackled for a sack, but they're going to say incomplete pass. And look at Jace Miller arguing it. He says, no way. That hand was not going forward. Well, either way, it's going to bring up a fourth and five as Carter Johnson gets hit on the sack, and the official says that hand was coming forward. But that's going to be a big protest on the Brenham Cubs sideline, because from up here, Tommy,
I'm going to agree.
That looked like a fumble.
I'm going to agree with Jace Miller. Big hit, and his hand was not moving forward. But again, we're not the official.
Yep, and here comes the punt to Cartel Brown as they avoid him again. That one will bounce at the 21 and stay at the 21 as it bounces horizontally, and that's where the Brenham Cubs will start their drive. Oh, no, it rolls a little bit further back and will be placed at the 19 of the Brenham Cubs. And as we wait for the Brenham Cubs offense to come out, we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supply since 1992.
As we come back here to Lobo Stadium, first down for the Brenham Cubs. It's a jet sweep to Cartel Brown. He makes three jump cuts, makes five defenders miss, and he's off to the races, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! They're going to get up to 41 points on that run from Cartel Brown. He comes up limping, looks like he cramped up, and I can understand why, as he reversed field, made two or three jump cuts, making defenders miss all over the place, and then he was off to the races. A huge 81-yard touchdown run from Cartel Brown for the Brenham Cubs. Now up 41-7, awaiting the extra point try. What an effort from Cartel Brown. And the kick snap is good. Kick is good. That's going to make it 42-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. And Tommy, I cannot talk more highly about that run. He gets it on the jet sweep and then doesn't see anything open to the left. Cuts it back inside. Makes about at least three, four, maybe five defenders miss with some beautiful moves up the middle, and then just outruns everyone 81 yards into the end zone.
Ditto the way you stated that. Just some great moves there by Cartel Brown. And once he got out in the open field, he is a sprinter. They were not going to catch him.
Yeah. What a way to come out of a timeout there, huh? So now here we go, 10:35 left to go in the fourth quarter. The Brenham Cubs have really been pouring it on, an absolute scoring frenzy. They've scored now on their, last six offensive drives?
And the thing of it is, I really, you know, what Coach Ernst is trying to do, he's just trying to move the football down the field and burn up clock. But you know, we got guys making big, big plays.
Yeah, so here is the ensuing kickoff return to Amari Garrett. And he's going to try to find some room up the sideline, and he'll be tackled just short of the 25-yard line. There to make the tackle is going to be number 24, Rylan Lewis.
Just great job there by Rylan Lewis making that stop as that runner broke it out to the right sideline.
And I want to take a second here to talk about Rylan Lewis. He's a player that we first kind of saw burst onto the scene in that Huntsville game, week one. And since then, for a sophomore, he's made play after play after play and earning every single snap that coach is giving him out there.
I tell you what, just a solid, consistent football player.
So here comes Gilmer in the shotgun, and still Carter Johnson out there, and tipped at the line of scrimmage by Joe Rodriguez, who was directly in the face of Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson tries just to get rid of it, and Joe Rodriguez, the big man up the middle, gets both mitts on it and knocks it down.
I tell you what, just an excellent pass rush there by Joe Rodriguez, getting his hands up in the air. And I tell you what, Mr. Johnson's getting ready to have second thoughts also.
He's having a tough one. Zay Taylor was already having a tough night, and obviously you never want to see that end in injury, and he is injured on the sideline. But Carter Johnson not having any easier of a time against his Brenham Cup defense. Here's Carter Johnson back in shotgun, four-man front for the Brenham Cubs. And here's the handoff up the middle for Gilmer. And they'll be tackled for no gain on the play, bringing up a third and 10.
I tell you what, once again, on that initial hit there was Jarius Booker, Christian Prosper, and Brooks Rosnowski.
We'll go ahead and call those the usual suspects for tonight. I mean, that's just been every single tackle. Looks like it has some combination of this front seven involved. It's been incredible.
I'll tell you what, we may have to do later on.
Yeah,
because this has just been an outstanding
defensive outstanding player of the game is still up for grabs, in my opinion. So here comes Carter Johnson down the field and looking to make the interception. Leedrick Walker Jr.
Number nine. Oh, it is Leedrick.
Leedrick Walker Jr. comes up with a huge interception, and that ball just thrown up for grabs. And honestly, you see Rylan Lewis going off the field with his hands up because I think Leedrick Walker Jr. almost stole it from Rylan Lewis there. They both had a shot and an interception. I'll tell you what, when you have two defensive backs with a shot at the interception, a better shot than your receiver getting a reception, you know that was a missed throw there from your backup quarterback in Carter Johnson.
No doubt about it.
Wow. So in this fifth game of the season for the Brenham Cubs, they get their first two interceptions on the year, and by both of their starting corners in Traylon Kelly and Leedrick Walker Jr.
Unbelievable. And, you know, that making up for that pass interference play again is Leedrick Walker. Just great job.
Well, he already made up for that on that hit on Zay Taylor on the sideline. But further compensating for it, right, Tommy?
Yep, no doubt about it.
So here we go. Trey Taylor on the handoff tries to bounce it outside. It'll be a minimal gain of about 2 or 3 yards. We got ourselves a flag on the play, and we're also going to take a look at Hudson Hartstack, as with the Brenham Cubs up 42-7, it's time to take a look at some of the backups here. Ooh, and just when you start getting in some of the younger guys in, you get a penalty of an illegal motion, and you got a feel for the younger guys there. It's going to bring up a first and 15.
I tell you what, good to see the younger guys in there, though.
Invaluable playing time experience. It's extremely important to get that under your belt as you progress in your career. Here's Hudson Hartstack, gives the handoff to Trey Taylor, finds some room up the middle, gets himself 5 yards, and pushes forward for another couple. Looks like it'll be a gain of 7 on the play, bringing up a second down and 8 for the Brenham
Cubs. Just a great
Cubs.
Run there by Trey Taylor, and finally brought down by Jet Bates.
So that's going to put the ball on the 49 of the Brenham Cubs, just short of midfield. And 8:50 to go left here in the fourth quarter and in the ball game.
Just keep that clock rolling.
Brenham Cubs are going to look to get home healthy tonight. That's the main priority now, up already 42-7. Though if they can make it a sixth touchdown in a row, Trey Taylor will get the handoff outside, and he's close to a first down. They're going to call him right at the 43-yard line. That's going to be good enough for a first down. Trey Taylor comes in and gets the Brenham Cubs first down.
I tell you what, that was Trey Taylor. All second effort there, and kept those feet moving and finally brought down by two Buckeyes, Jet Bates and Aiden Thomas.
So here comes the handoff again to Trey Taylor. He'll take it up the middle for no gain on the play. A nice tackle made there by Bloom, Ryan Bloom for the Gilmer Buckeyes.
Add Taj Bush in on that also.
Yes, sir. Second down and 10 at the Gilmer 43 for the Brenham Cubs. And you know, I'd like to see a Hudson Hartstack air it out here, get the junior quarterback some throws under his belt.
I'd love to see it also. I may be totally wrong, but I think Coach is going to keep the ball on the ground.
So here's a handoff to Trey Taylor again, and he'll get himself a couple yards this time. Oh, they're going to move it back and say, let's see where they're going to spot this. They're shuffling their feet a little bit on it. It looks like they're going to say no gain on the play.
Corey Trey Lee and Austin Blakely in on the stop there for the Buckeyes.
So third down and 10 for the Brenham Cubs. And here we go. Hudson Hartstack is going to get an empty backfield. Got himself four wide receivers set for him, two to each side of the formation, with Hagan Frank in the backfield to his right. Here comes the shotgun snap, looking downfield, looking to air it out. Steps up in the pocket, delivers downfield to Chris Guidry.
Oh, there it is.
All day long, Chris Guidry trying to work his way back to the ball. And it goes back to what we talked about earlier in the game, Tommy. You got to turn your head around as a defensive back if you're going to make contact. Because if you don't make contact and you're just playing the receiver 100% and you make too much contact, that's going to be pass interference all day long. And Chris Guidry able to draw the pass interference call on Jaziri Johnson. And that's going to give the Brenham Cubs a first down and 15 yards.
I tell you what, just a great job there by Chris Guidry. Give him all the credit there forcing that interference.
And a nice throw by Hartstack as well to give him a chance.
Oh, it's a beautiful throw.
And so here we go with the Brenham Cubs in shotgun formation, first and 10 at the 28 of the Buckeyes. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle to Trey Taylor once again. And he'll be forcing his way further and further into Buckeye territory with the pile being pushed by the offensive line. And look at the big guys getting in there. Coming in late was Anthony Poponahara, the center, trying to push that pile forward, and you know, I don't think there was an offensive lineman that wasn't involved there. But second down and 3 coming up after the 7-yard gain from Trey Taylor.
What, just another great effort there by Trey Taylor. Just kept those feet moving, and it took all Corey Trey Lee and Jet Bates to get him down.
So now second down and 3 coming up for the Brenham Cubs. Hartstack will come out in shotgun. A tight set formation here, and it's going to be a jet sweep as they'll hand it off to Nate Rao. Makes a nice move up the field.
Move.
Makes two defenders miss, and he'll be tackled, but not before another Brenham Cub first down as Nate Rao takes it down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Now in the red zone for the Brenham Cubs as they move deeper and deeper into Gilmer Buckeye territory.
I tell you what, I love that call there, that counter there to Nate Rao, and makes a couple of moves there and goes down and breaks it in and gets the first down for the Cubs.
So the Cubs looking to score a 7th touchdown with 5.5 left to go in the ball game. The clock keeps on ticking. Trey Taylor's going to get the handoff to the right side, trying to find the edge. Doesn't get the touchdown, but he will get a first and goal for the Brenham Cubs. Gets the ball down to the 3-yard line before being pushed out of bounds. And that's where the Brenham Cubs will have first and goal at the Buckeye 3-yard line.
I'll tell you what, another great move there by Trey Taylor, breaking that ball to the outside. Thought there for a minute he was going to cut it back upfield and go into the end zone.
And with that run, the Brenham Cubs are now up over 300 yards on the ground.
That'll work. That'll work.
What a statistic there. A team that loves to pound the rock, doing it to perfection tonight. Here's Trey Taylor on the run inside. He'll be stuffed for no gain on the play. Oh, and you see a swing there from the defensive lineman of the Gilmer Buckeyes. That frustration for this defense starting to boil over a little bit.
I tell you what, coming up to make that stop, Corey Trey Lee and Amari Garrett for the Buckeyes. I guess we're going to call that no gain, correct?
No gain, correct. Second down and goal from the 3-yard line. 4:45 and ticking on the clock. And a dejected crowd here for the Gilmer Buckeyes as their season that, by all Buckeye standards, has been not a great start. Continues. And here's Hudson Hartstack on the keeper trying to get in the end zone, and he'll gain maybe 1 yard on the play, and that'll set up the Brenham Cubs with a third and goal from the 2-yard line.
I'll tell you what, Amari Garrett and Austin Blakely in on that stop on Hudson Hartstack.
But I'll tell you who hasn't lost any energy on that sideline, Tommy. Look at the cheerleaders. They're still completely into it, along with the mascots. And, hey, it's all about that good sportsmanship and showing up for your team even when it's not going your way.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. It's
a proud program here from Gilmer. And here's the running back, Trey Taylor, up the middle. Brenham Cubs touchdown yet again. Their seventh of the evening. Now make it 48-7, barring the extra point. Trey Taylor gets in on a short 2-yard run right up the gut and punches it in for another Brenham Cub touchdown. And now we'll set up for the extra point. Trying to make it 49-7 on their seventh touchdown of the day, Tommy. Sanega lined up. Here comes the snap. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is good. 49-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs with 3:38 to go here in the game. We'll be right back for the ensuing kickoff after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
And back to Lobo Stadium, where on the ensuing kickoff, the Brenham Cubs kick off to Jaziri Johnson, who takes it and makes a couple of nice moves up the field. And who makes the tackle other than the kicker? Blue Sanega makes a beautiful kicker right around, beautiful tackle right around midfield to save a touchdown. You got to love when even your kicker is a physical player.
I tell you what, give the credit there to Blue Sanega. The little guy put it on it and put a hit on him and stopped the touchdown.
So with 3:27 left, here is a handoff outside to number 31, Samuel Sutton Williams. And he'll get a minimal gain of 2 on the play. And who was there on the tackle, Tommy?
Cade Wiederhold.
Cade Wiederhold. That's a name we've said a few times this year already. And they're going to move it up a little more now. It's actually going to be second down and 7 on the play. So a gain of 3, not 2, for Sutton Williams there. Now back in shotgun is Carter Johnson with four wide receivers set, and he'll hand up again to Sutton Williams. And Sutton Williams will get himself another 3 yards on the play. That'll set up a third down and 4, so third down and manageable for the Gilmer Buckeyes as the clock gets under 2.5 minutes left to play. Now let's see if they'll be able to get a playoff before the 2-minute warning. Ball on the 47 of the Grunham Cubs.
Tell you what, again, Cade Wiederhol and T.J. Hudson in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And 2:10 and ticking. Looks like this will take us all the way down to the 2-minute warning. And so we'll be right back after the 2-minute warning. sorry about that. We're going to go ahead and take the timeout for the 2-minute warning. 1:58 left on the clock. And we'll be right back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
So on 3rd and 4 for the Gilmer Buckeyes, they're going to go ahead and get a very short run on the play, a gain of 2 yards, bringing up a 4th down and 2 on the Brenham Cub 46-yard line. A minute and a half and ticking to go in the ball game. And it looks like the Gilmer Buckeyes would just like to get into next week healthy, and they're just going to run out the clock here. Here comes Carter Johnson in the shotgun. He'll hand off to Sutton Williams off that left edge. And there to make the tackle is going to be Rylan Lewis, who takes Sutton Williams out of bounds. The Gilmer Buckeyes will get a first down, but the clock will be stopped at a minute 10 left to go. And, Tommy, we took a look at possibly a future Brenham Hall of Honor recipient today, and Chris Guidry. No, I don't want to predict the future, but I'd say his case is pretty strong, as he has 2,029 yards. Of course, the number one all-time leading receiver for the Brenham Cubs. But we have a big announcement, and I'll let you know what that is after this play here. Hand off to Sutton Williams up the middle, and there to make the tackle. Looks like that is number 18, T.J. Hudson, who will make the tackle after a gain of about 5 yards to Sutton Williams. And now back to that announcement. How about on Sunday, the Brenham Cubs will be announcing who will be the 2025 Hall of Honor class, and that'll be announced this Sunday on KWHI. So make sure to stick around and pay attention to the website and on the air to hear who will be honored this year. Now, that is just the announcement. The actual ceremony will be November 7th in the game against Belton. We'll have the actual induction ceremony. And just as predicted, Gilmer has ran out the clock, and they will go ahead and head to their sidelines and head home. A tough loss here for the Gilmer Buckeyes, but a huge win for the Brenham Cubs as they stay undefeated, improving to 5-0 on the season. They keep it hot, keep it going, scoring 7 touchdowns against what is a strong Gilmer Buckeyes program. And tell you what, it was close going into the half, 14-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs, but they just got into a scoring frenzy from there on out, and they finished this ball game 49-7. That's the ball game, and we'll be right back for the KWHI Sports postgame show after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Tonight's post-game show is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Greeden with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Whiskey Water Well Service, Red Ford Tavern and Table, J&L Garage Door Service, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telger Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Container Tile, Baker Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schloman with Farmers Insurance Agency, ATV in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, Cavato's Wood Floors, La Roche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, Banjo Arbor Care, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
And that's the ball game. The Brenham Cubs with a huge dominating victory over the Gilmer Buckeyes. 49-7 is your final score. And now it's time for the KWHI Sports post-game show. I'm your host, Javi Jr., always joined by Tommy Lange. And Tommy, they cut it close there in the first half, but they definitely pulled away in the second. What a performance, both by the defense and the offense here for the Brenham Cubs.
I tell you what, I definitely wanted to be a mouse in the corner or either a fly on the wall or something in the Cubs locker room at halftime, because I know that I'll get it right, 28-yard quarterback sneak touchdown. I know the defense had a few words from Coach Young's on that play, and I'm going to tell you what, just a dominating defensive performance by the Cubs in, actually, it was the entire game. You had that one glitch there with the 28-yard quarterback sneak. But other than that, just a dominating performance by that Cub defense.
But you bring up a great point there. You know, even though it was kind of a flukish play, this, that, and the other, you got to know that it's driving Coach Young's up a wall, because it was caused by missed tackles. And there's anything a defensive coach or any coach hates more than anything, it's missed tackles. And it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you remember this, back in the day, Alabama up 28 points on Notre Dame in the national championship, and they have a miscommunication on the offensive line, and Nick Saban is throwing his headset, getting mad, because that's what it takes to be great, right? Is not allowing or putting up with mistakes. You got to make sure that you address them immediately, and I feel like Coach Young's is so good at doing that, as just far as, like, if any mistake is made, he's all over it and making sure to correct these young men, and not in a bad way. He teaches them, coaches them. He's tremendous, tremendous coach for this Brenham Cove football team.
Yeah, that could not have been said any better. The only way you are going to be a great football team is those plays, like, you're going to have to make plays like that 28-yard quarterback sneak touchdown. You cannot allow plays like that in really, really big games. So we're going to go back. Second half, they come out they just never let up. And it was just solid, solid offense, solid defense, solid Cub teamwork throughout the entire second half.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's just a dominating performance. They started off a little slow, but then got it all together, and that's the way the game went. 49-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs over the Gilmer Buckeyes. And this is, you know, not a team that Brenham was going to take lightly. Tommy, this is the only team that beat the Brenham Cubs last year in the regular season. So, like we mentioned before the game, it's a game that this team had circled on their calendar. They come out and to dominate like that. What a performance. We'll be right back with some more post-game show here on KWHI Sports just after a short word from our sponsors.
You've heard the phrase, all hat, no cattle. Well, Whataburger's new Bacon Wrangler Double is anything but. It's got beef that's never from the freezer, always hot off the grill. Monterey Jack and American cheese, bacon, crispy onions, chipotle aioli, and pickles. You might even say it's all cattle and a hat. A 5-inch bun hat, cowboy. Introducing the new Whataburger Bacon Wrangler Double for a limited time. What a burger.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohaim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
This football season, Texas Farm Credit is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers.
Hello, this is Kevin Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Milliken.
Hello, y'all. This is Jennifer Turner.
Hi, this is Audrey Jankowski.
Hey, it's Brittany Klein.
And I'm Abby Frank. We are your Brenham lending team, ready to help with flexible financing for agriculture, home loans, or any place in the country. Plus, we offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Fayette, Lavaca, and Waller counties. Your team is our team. Give us a call or visit us today at Highway 290 East in Brenham.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Nerds as good as you?
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. During the hot summer months, it's not just us feeling the heat. Air conditioning units put an additional load on your home's electrical service. If you've noticed lights flickering or dimming, that could be a sign of an electrical problem. And panels that are 25 to 30 years old may need to be revitalized or replaced. We can inspect your breaker panels to ensure everything is working properly this summer. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
And back for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show here with Javi Jr. and Tommy Lange. Tommy, what a ball game for the Brenham Cubs, dominating the Gilmer Buckeyes 49-7, and they did it largely through the ground. And right now it's a 7 touchdowns, plenty of highlights to get to, and we're going to take a look at the highlights brought to you by KWHI Sports. And it all started in that first quarter. The Brenham Cubs were the first to score, and that was an 18-yard run by C.J. Glover, getting the edge and finding the end zone. And here comes C.J. Glover up the middle, fighting his way for yet another Brenham Cub first down inside of the Gilmer 20 to the 28-yard line. All right, and that was a big run from C.J. Glover, and then he was able to punch it in into the end zone. Tyron Upshaw will follow his blockers, trying to get in the end zone, fights off a couple blockers, and dives into the end zone for a Brenham Cubs touchdown. So that was the second touchdown from Zyron Upshaw, making it 14-7 after that play that Tommy keeps reminding us about, that 28-yard quarterback sneak that went for a touchdown for the Gilmer Buckeyes. The Brenham Cubs were able to respond immediately with that Zyron Upshaw touchdown that you just heard. And then from there, it was all Brenham Cubs. The next touchdown was a 15-yard touchdown pass from Upshaw to Chris Guidry, who now becomes further cements himself as the number one receiving yards leader for the Brenham Cubs at 2,004 yards on his career, and continued to do so with this touchdown grab. So on first and goal, looking for Chris Guidry in the back of the end zone. He's got himself a tremendous catch in the corner. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! So after Chris Guidry came down with that touchdown, it was back to the run game for the Brenham Cubs with 8:36 to go in the third quarter. It was an 18-yard touchdown run by Zyron Upshaw, getting all the way into the end zone before converting a two-point conversion to make it 28-7 as the Brenham Cubs continued to pull away. Here's Zyron Upshaw with a shotgun snap. He's going to take it himself. He has the edge. He's running into the end zone. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! From there, it was back to the air with Chris Guidry with probably the most explosive play, well, one of the most explosive plays of the game, certainly the most explosive of the third quarter, after he beats his man and goes 62 yards into the end zone on the touchdown pass from Zyron Upshaw to Chris Guidry, making the score 35-7 after the successful point after try. So back in the three wide receiver set, here's the shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw, looking to go deep to Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry has a couple steps. He has the catch. He's down the sideline. Can he get to the end zone?
Yes,
yes he can! Touchdown, Chris Guidry, Brenham Cubs! And So with that, they made the score 35-7, and from there, the Brenham Cubs just kept pouring it on and pulling away from this Gilmer Buckeyes defense. In the fourth quarter, they opened up with 10:35 left in the fourth quarter. A tremendous effort by Cartel Brown, who switches fields and gets an 81-yard touchdown run, outrunning defenders to make it 42-7. As we come back here to Lobo Stadium, first down for the Brenham Cubs. It's a jet sweep to Cartel Brown. He makes three jump cuts, makes five defenders miss, and he's off to the races, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! So with that, it was pretty much ball game, 42-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. But just for a little punctuation point, that with 3:38 to go in the game, it's a 2-yard touchdown run to Trey Taylor, who punches it in from short yardage for the Brenham Cubs to go 49-7, which is your final score. And here's the running back, Trey Taylor, up the middle. Brenham Cubs touchdown yet again. And that is your highlights for the game. Scoring plays, 7 of them for the Brenham Cubs as they win 49-7 over the Gilmer Buckeyes here all the way in Longview at Lobo Stadium. We'll be right back with some more KWHI Sports postgame show after a word from our sponsors.
Redmore Tavern and Table is your destination for great food in Grimes County. Repeatedly voted best steak and recognized as one of the area's top restaurants.
Red Board offers a brand new menu, weekend dinner specials, and a beautifully restored setting in the historic Navasota Railroad District. Whether you're gathering with family and friends or clients, Red Board is the place to be. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Red Board Tavern and Table, proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs. And a special shout out to Toby Lewis and the Cub Band Class of 2025.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football. And Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together. Because your hometown is our hometown, too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and browse through their selection of New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Visit them online at WCTractor.com.
Transform your home with Chivato's Wood Floors in Brenham. Their brand new showroom at 114 East Alamo Street showcases stunning designs and jaw-dropping specials. With over 15 years of expertise, Chivato's delivers dream floors with unmatched quality and care. See your future floors today at 114 East Alamo Street in Brenham or explore on Facebook and Instagram. Chivato's Wood Floors, where quality shines. Call for a free quote today at 979-337-2185. Your perfect floor awaits. Go Cubs!
Sendera Arbor Care is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs football team and coaches this season. Just like the Cubs bring strength and strategy to the field, Sendera brings expert tree care to your home or business. From trimming to full tree health care services, they're your all-star team for residential and commercial properties. Call 979-836-4517 today. The playbook built on quality, integrity, and community, Sendera Arbor Care keeps your trees and your property standing strong all season long.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's Winter Minimester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
And back for the KWHI postgame show here for Friday Night Lights as it comes to an end. It's the Brenham Cubs defeating the Gilmer Buckeyes 49-7 in a revenge game. There, the Brenham Cubs had it circled all year. This is the only team that beat them in the regular season last year in the Gilmer Buckeyes, and they handle business 49-7 in a dominant victory. And it's time to take a look at the final stats of the game. They ran the ball incredibly well, ended up with 314 yards on the ground. That came obviously majorly from the running back position and C.J. Glover, who had 16 carries for 109 yards and a touchdown. And really a player that only played about 3.5 quarters, because when we got to the end of that fourth quarter, it was mostly Trey Taylor who we saw running the football. Then, of course, Cartel Brown, how's this for a statistic? 2 carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown. So averaging 37.5 yards a carry, a pretty good statistic there for Cartel Brown. And Zyron Upshaw, I mean, what a game from Zyron Upshaw. He did it both through the air and on the ground. Had himself 12 carries for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. And then through the air, 10 of 17, great completion percentage, 160 yards, and 2 touchdowns through the air, both to Chris Guidry, who had himself a tremendous ball game as well. But you got to give the credit to Zyron Upshaw, who, coming off a rough game, 3 interceptions against the Killeen Kangaroos, comes back and absolutely responds and answers the call, comes up with 2 touchdowns throwing, 2 touchdowns on the ground. How about a 4-touchdown game for Zyron Upshaw? What a game. Now we got to punctuate it with, of course, Chris Guidry. 7 targets. He was double covered all night long. Still comes up with 3 grabs for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. And you talk about cementing yourself into the record books. He's got over 2,000 yards in his career, number 1 in the history of the Brenham Cubs, and he is now only 10 catches away and 3 touchdowns away from being number one in all receiving categories for the Brenham Cubs.
No doubt about it. You know, Chris is such a terrific football player, but more than that, Chris Guidry is a terrific individual. I have been around the young man, have the blessing of being able to be around that young man, just a very, very humble, team-oriented individual. And whenever you see Chris Guidry make a big play, he's doing it for the entire team.
I couldn't agree more. And when you talk about people speaking highly of him, nobody speaks higher of him than his coach. Coach Youngs talks highly about this young man, and he really talks about his ability to shine when it matters. He said specifically, and I mentioned it a couple times, he's not a guy that wants to stat pad against bad teams. He wants to shine when the lights are brightest. And I'd say the lights are pretty bright here in Lobo Stadium today.
They were pretty bright tonight.
This is a very important game for the Brenham Cubs to win. Again, the only team that was able to best the Brenham Cubs last year and the Gilmer Buckeyes. And the Cubs just blew them out, 49-7, and now they remain undefeated going into their bye week, I believe, 5-0. Perfect record so far, and in dominant fashion. The only team that's really given them any trouble has been the Killeen Kangaroos, who, Tommy, 0-3 team going into that. They were tough team.
I'm going to say it over and over again. That is the best 0-3 football team I have ever seen.
That's a good point there. And, you know, you like to see it because, yeah, we've seen 4 times that they can dominate opponents, but you love to see them go through adversity and still come out on top. So they've done it in every way, shape, or form. What a team. And now we're going to take a look at the defensive statistics coming up. Just after a short word from our sponsors, we'll take a look at how the defense made this happen, and we'll be right back.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Mm-hmm. And back again to Lobo Stadium for the KWHI continuation of the postgame show. And we're going to take a look now. We talked about the offense, tremendous day all around. Zyron Upshaw, what a game. And how about the offense, explosive plays, plays over 20 yards. They had six of them. Two for 31 yards, one for 22 yards, another one for 28 yards, a 62-yard touchdown, and an 81-yard touchdown. And this is a team that, as good as they play defense, they do so much on offense as far as explosive plays. But I said that key word, defense, because we, Tommy, you and I know it's a cliche for a reason. Defense wins championships because you have to play well on defense if you want to beat anybody. And this is a defense that played tremendously. You talk about eliminating explosive plays. I could really only remember one really explosive play or two from the Gilmer Buckeyes, and it was that long run by Tavion Horn. And how about a defensive tackle, Mason Sieber, hauling down that sideline and able to catch the Gilmer Buckeyes star running back from behind, a defensive tackle, just not giving up on a play. And, I mean, he made that tackle about 60 yards down the field.
I'm telling you, this, guys, this is a defensive lineman. This young man never gave up on the play. And, just that goes back to that outstanding senior leadership.
I couldn't agree more. And it's not just him. I mean, this is such a hard we have to pick a John Breeden, a defensive outstanding player of the game. It's impossible to do because you had him in the interior. Joe Rodriguez was wreaking havoc, taking on double teams and getting through the line, making tackles at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage, had a pass defense in the face of the quarterback on the edges. You had Doyle Brown with a sack. You had Jace Miller with two sacks. Felt like he should have had three or five on the night, just getting into the backfield all night long. You had Jarius Booker with the leader of this defense, or one of the leaders of this defense in the heart of that defense, Caleb Espinoza, out of the game, did not dress today. Jarius Booker, next man up mentality, comes in, making tackles, making plays in the backfield, sideline to sideline type of linebacker. On the outsides, Rosnowski and Christian Prosper making plays as well. Quincy Adams in the back. I mean, both corners with interceptions. Traylon Kelly getting one in the end zone. Then Ledric Walker Jr. gets himself one. Takes it away from Rylan Lewis, the sophomore who has been making himself a name for himself as well. It's just they're making plays everywhere. And that's what you really want to see on defense is a cohesive unit. And that's the most important part. So, I mean, what a defensive performance today. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get to the John Breeden offensive and defensive players of the game. And for the defensive player of the game, it's too hard of a decision and everybody earned it. I don't want to snub anybody. We're going to give it to the whole defense.
No doubt about it. That entire Cub defense played a very, very, very good game, but an outstanding second half, just totally shutting down that Gilmer offense. And it was led, by your seniors, Jace Miller, Doyle Brown, Joe Rodriguez. Those guys, they're the heart of that defense. And, boy, I tell you what, that young man on the sideline, he wants to be in there so bad. But Caleb Espinoza, he'll be back. He will be back. So, great job. Our John Breeden, defensive star of the game, the entire Cub defensive unit.
Yeah, and Caleb Espinoza, you speak to his toughness. He wanted to be out there with his team, still out there for the coin toss, a leader on this team. And I'll tell you what, when you wear a cowboy neck roll like he does, you know that's a tough player, and he's going to fight his way back onto that field this year. So now we're going to take a look at the offensive outstanding player of the game. This one, I mean, when your quarterback's hot and making it happen, that's who you have to go with. I mean, it would be too hard to pick between Chris Guidry's two touchdowns and Cartell Brown's touchdown and C.J. Glover just pounding the rock down the middle. They were going to have to go with Zyron Upshaw because guess what? He was the one giving the ball to those players and running it up the running that ball, pounding the rock inside as well. I mean, he had himself 12 carries for 87 yards and two touchdowns on the ground and 10 completions for 160 yards and two touchdowns through the air. So a four-touchdown game. I'm going to go with Zyron Upshaw as the offensive outstanding player of the game. What do you think of that decision, Tommy?
I tell you what, there's no doubt about it. It was so good to see, and I'm going to tell it like it is. Zyron did not have a very good game last week, but he came back this week, showed that senior leadership, which he does have. He came out here, played his heart out, and so well-deserving to be our John Breeden outstanding offensive star of the game.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about cliches earlier about defense winning championships. Here's another cliche for you, Tommy. Your quarterback has to have short-term memory, and he puts that last game behind him. That game is last week's game. It's time to focus on this week's game, and what a performance by him bouncing back. So that was your John Breeden offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game. The defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game were brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And we'll be right back with the Whataburger What a Play of the Game after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2025 season.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall, and you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com, member FDIC.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Right now, try one of Wingstop's ultimate meal deals, sauced and tossed in up to four bold flavors, starting at just $17.99. That's a flavor-packed deal made to share. Or not. We don't judge. Whether you're all about lemon pepper, original hot, or that sweet heat mango habanero, this one's for the flavor lovers. Wingstop. Bring the flavor. Terms apply. See Wingstop.com for details.
All righty, back for the KWHI Sports post-game show, and it's time for the Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And tonight's What a Play of the Game is going to be a huge 81-yard touchdown run from Cartel Brown, outrunning defenders into the end zone for an 81-yard touchdown run. Down for the Brenham Cubs. It's a jet sweep to Cartel Brown. He makes three jump cuts, makes five defenders miss, and he's off to the races, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! And that was the Whataburger What a Play of the Game. What an effort from Cartel Brown to make that happen. That What a Play is brought to you by Whataburger. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available, Whataburger in Brenham. Located at 2801 36 South. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. I'll tell you what, me and Tommy may be getting ourselves some Whataburger as we make this long track all the way back to Brenham, about 4 hours away from here at Longview. So we'll be right back to wrap up the postgame show after a word from our sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water?
Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Well, fall's here, and you know what that means. Cooler weather, football games, and unfortunately, garage doors acting up at the worst time. Look, if your clicker's gone bad, the springs are broken, or your door just won't shut straight, call our friends at J&L Garage Door Service. Yeah, they're local, insured, and even do same-day repairs within a 60-mile radius. Plus, free estimates. Don't get stuck outside this season. Call J&L Garage Door Service at 203-6008. That's 203-6008.
School is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to help your child move forward in their learning journey. If they're struggling with math, reading, or test prep, WC Learning Center is here to help. Their expert tutors provide personalized support to boost their confidence and grades. Don't let them fall behind. Give them the skills to succeed. Call WC Learning Center today at 979-251-0161 and set them up for a brighter future, because success starts with the right support. WC Learning Center, located at 1306 South Day Street in Brenham.
And back for the KWHI Sports post-game wrap-up. The Brenham Cubs came into Longview to Lobo Stadium needing a big victory to stay undefeated against the Gilmer Buckeyes, the only team to beat them in the regular season last year, and they not only do so, they handle business in dominant fashion. The final score is 49-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs, scoring 7 touchdowns against what is a very proud and very historically great Gilmer Buckeye team, and they fought hard, but the Cubs were too much to handle, and they get a huge victory, staying undefeated, moving to 5-0 as they head into the bye week and heading in to their district play, which is where it really starts to count. So they have been absolutely dominant so far. They'll look to continue that into the following weeks, but that is the post-game wrap-up here on KWHI Sports. As always, I'm Javi Jr., joined by Tommy Lange, and make sure to stay tuned for the scoreboard show coming up next and the football roundup tomorrow morning at 8:15 in the morning. This is Javi Jr. and Tommy Lange signing off. We'll catch you next time.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
La Morello's Meat Market in Brenham at 1501 South Market Street is open for all of your needs. If you can think of it, odds are they have it. Come in for fresh produce, fresh meats, paper goods, and grocery items. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday, and on weekends, freshly made menudo, barbacoa, carnitas, and carne asada. La Morello's Meat Market opens 7 days a week at 1501 South Market Street. Shop fresh today. Vamos Cubs!
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Tonight's post-game show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Felisky Water Well Service, Red Board Tavern and Table, J&L Garbage Door Service, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telgear Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway of Brenham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schultman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB of Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger of Brenham, Cavato's Wood Floors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, Sandro Arbor Care, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of Clear North High Sports, and we'll now bring you to the Texas State Network High School Scoreboard.